Proudly broadcasting WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Thank you.
Hello.
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 Yeah.
Hold on to you. Hello.
Hello.
How's your dad?
Oh, that is sad. Hello.
Okay, everybody, hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
So we're going to get a ton of calls on the show right in the beginning today.
Right.
Hijacked we were.
Yeah, we really were.
That was a fun.
In Buffalo. Our station in Buffalo, another fine Infinity broadcasting station.
Wow.
Has made the newest knee-jerk reaction. The whole station that, I guess, Stern, the midday guy,
yeah,
the guy from Rochester,
right,
then us,
yeah,
and Lickus,
right,
Lickass.
Wow. All gone.
That's right. You don't know Jack.
Wow.
Oh. It's Jack FM.
Jack FM again. Him again. Yeah.
And we're getting a lot of calls from
because
Buffalo.
It's just so hot.
It's hot.
We're getting a lot of calls.
Before we even start the show. Here we go. Here's someone. That's from Buffalo. Hello, Don and Mike. Man.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm outraged, man. I can't believe this. 92.9 jump ship. So you're telling me it's all of Western New York, too?
I'm listening to the song. I'm sorry.
I wasn't really paying attention.
He's
fine. Kind of drifting off.
He's fine.
Oh, thank
you. He said his radio station jumped ship.
There's nothing I can do about that. But whoa. I can't concentrate on such a heady issue with
such a great song.
The beautiful Kim Wilde in the background.
I know.
Let's try one more call. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you.
Man, I'm calling from Buffalo, and I am outraged.
Yeah.
I cannot believe what's going on.
Well, yeah, you know, there's going to be nothing you can do about it.
Is there anything you're going to go on a different station out there?
I hate to be cynical, but, well, you know, you think that if they were going to do such a thing, we might hear about it.
Uh-huh. No, I'm telling you, this is another one of those Infinity broadcasting things like WQSR in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they just made the decision, and boom. I mean, they can all
screw
the shows.
Everybody. That's right. No thought to
others.
It's
called Jack FM now.
Yeah, it's called Jack FM. That's good and creative.
Enjoy.
I know it's you, babe. See, we're going to get a lot of calls from Buffalo. Like
they're unhappy.
Today.
We're unhappy. We are unhappy about this. Rightly so.
But Mike.
But there's only one guy in our little radio family that can get unhappy and get back on the radio.
Thank you.
There he is.
How's your new format?
How's your Jack?
How's your
mother-in-law? My mother-in-law?
Yes.
Our daddy is dead.
I forgot that we just changed the order of
it's not that anymore.
I gotta learn a new board here.
There's new post-its on the sheet.
I see.
You have new sound effects?
Well, no, we just moved some of the rosy ones up to a spot where
no one understands that. I said they're so the sound effects have new buttons. Is that basically what it is?
Well, the Rosie O'Donnell sound effects used to be on one separate page of the computer.
Right.
So I would have to reach over and put bank select.
And pick a different page.
And pick a different page. Mm-hmm. Where now I've selected the highlights, the Rosie highlights, and moved them onto the main page.
So you mean to tell me that everything that is the hot sound effect of the show right now is at your fingertips?
Thank you!
Yes. Yes, it is.
That is good news.
So now Rosie's on the same page.
A lot of fun.
As that guy.
Right.
Good.
And same one as...
Yeah, I see fish.
Oh,
That's granite.
Right. So see, when you've got all the stuff that we use all the time, now there she.
Homo.
There, it's right there. And also,
how that is that?
But I got. But it's like playing concentration. I got to learn where the new stuff is on the board. So no, that wasn't the taint about my mother-in-law, but she's fine. And the music's over.
How's that?
We talked right through the music. So good, you could play it again.
Well. Yeah, but Buzz, not that good.
Oh, and every sound effect was programmed for your pleasure.
Amen.
Okay, hold on a second.
This pollen isn't programmed for my pleasure today. There's a lot of that.
I haven't noticed any.
Seriously, I'm having trouble seeing.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's just, and it never affects me except in my eyes.
Can I get
my eyes today? No.
All right.
Well, unless you get eye drops over there. You probably do. Here's some nice music, though.
Okay, you guys can keep talking.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to
keep the start of the show, right?
We were just batting until you had your music ready.
That's what we were doing. We were just batting until you were ready.
I had the music ready. I was just going to throw in the Don and Mike show. Then you guys are just going to start going. And Rob, we've already played your dumb thing.
I don't think he's done his thing yet, right?
No, he's not. Hi, Rob.
I don't fancy you calling me dumb. Very nice.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Nice song, what? The Rob Spiewak song?
Yes, the Rob Spiewak melody.
It's a nice song.
It is a nice song.
You know, I just decided what I'm going to get you for a gift.
Nice to the heart.
What? No, what? I'm going to get you a full Southern Sheriff's outfit.
Thank you!
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mike, you and me,
it's love.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Travis Butler Evelyn, and all the ships at sea. Your most reliable source of information, next to Newsweek magazine,
right.
Don Geronimo, and there he is, Michael
Cameron. Hello. There you go, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there, I know. I know all the time.
Yeah.
Good spot to start to.
Yeah.
Blues Image. David and Clay Minutes. Rise. Captain. Rise. Don and Mike Show. And Mike, it's a new episode on this Monday.
1605. Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi, everybody. And hello, everybody. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C., among the chosen few. What? That's a joke. Cotton Chief. If you're listening on WJFK, you can call us at 202-432-1067. So now we're starting with two tunes out of the chute today. That'd be Kim Wilde.
Yeah, two pretty good ones, too.
Yeah.
You keep me hanging on, and I do dig this. This is like, for me, this song is Surrattsville Junior High, sitting in the lunchroom, sitting with the kids that were not cool, listening to this song, and thinking one day, you know, that's such a lie to say, one day, all of you asses that are bigger than me and more popular than me, I'll be on the radio and you'll be selling Carl's Jr. But I wasn't thinking that.
You didn't have that prophecy?
No.
You didn't have that sight?
Just sit there and say, boy, I like that song. Christ, I hope this guy doesn't come beat me up.
Back in the days where kids would eat egg salad with braces.
And it's not that they beat me up. I just, you know, even back then, like sixth or seventh grade, I was the same AM. I just didn't want contact.
Right. Why did all the kids that had braces always eat sandwiches that were heavily mayonnaise?
Yeah, and they would be bad at McDonald's.
Right.
You go to McDonald's where you can get, you know, you get a hamburger, get your Filet-O-Fish. You get, you know, they got to get the Big Mac with all the crap that gets stuck in their teeth.
Yeah, and it was horrible to look at, especially when they drank the milk through the straw.
And this will play to the label.
Yeah, playing on Jack FM.
Wow.
Right there,
Buffalo's Jack FM.
Jack FM.
You know, what can you do? We found out 20 minutes ago.
You can be unhappy like we are today, and I am very unhappy. I think it's a bummer. I really think based on the feedback we got from that market and the ratings, we were doing well up there, and it's just like the flavor of the month.
It is, and eventually it'll the pendulum will swing back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
There's one desperate radio station in every city, and as the people of Baltimore found out with WQSR, and I know other markets that we broadcast to as well in your cities, you have stations that you've listened to for your whole life and you've liked, and there's no reason for them to just uproot everything. And
but the management of those stations, they want to be the first one to do it before somebody else does it, and that's why they do it.
When the pendulum switches, swings back, will it hit them in the crotch? That is what I'm hoping, when the pendulum swings back.
So this is going to be a show today for us. We're going to try to get through and give you a good show. Listen to me, like we're saving lives here. We're going to try to get through this. It's going to take every intestine of fortitude that we can.
We are making memories every day of the week.
What's really sad is we have to table all that Buffalo show prep we did this morning.
That too.
But I put it in Tupperware. It'll be safe.
Buffalo should realize we had it every day, a Buffalo meeting.
That's right. Did you cancel your vacation? Niagara Falls?
No, I'm still going.
Oh, good for you.
I'm still going.
Good
and you?
I am as well, yeah.
Are we still planning to throw our wives over the cliffs?
Yes, I'm going to throw mine over from the Canada side.
And you're going to use the old-fashioned wooden barrel?
Yes.
So, listen, you've heard us talk about this on the show ad nauseum, it seems, about how screwed up the radio industry is, and that the new thing to do is to get a station where you are essentially promising people that you're not going to do everything that's made radio awful. You're telling them that you're going to play all kinds of music when in reality, it's just a little broader than whatever these music stations had done before. And even in Buffalo, look, you got the only FM talk station in Buffalo.
Unbelievable.
That all of a sudden, boom, kabloo, gone.
It's amazing. And they do it like they do it a lot with this format. They don't tell anybody, and then bingo.
I really thought they liked us.
So did I.
See, that's what you guys got to get over.
We like them.
That's what you got to get over. I mean, and it's not...
Got to get over?
The fact that
I don't want to get over it.
But no, Mike, here's the thing. Like we say, they liked us. What do you think those people that ran
we have to get over the part about they liked us.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. I thought you were saying we have to get over the part about we're mad because we got dumped.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, listen, that management up there, they like us. Listen.
Oh, I didn't mean them. I meant the people who listen to the radio.
Right.
I thought they liked us and we liked them.
Yeah, we did like them.
And that's nothing to do with the people that listen.
I realize they're
getting gypped. That's obvious.
No, I thought you guys were talking about the management up there.
No.
Because, you know, they don't like us. We're just another interchangeable part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just another round peg to put in a square hole.
No, when you're a syndicated show on a station like that, you're a circuit breaker. It's not human beings. We're not in there. We're not eyeballing these people every day.
Yeah.
So even if you've got a show that was successful in Buffalo, like ours was, they will pull the plug.
Crazy.
They'll pull the plug because they don't have any problem with any of the shows, with anybody walking into an office and saying, hey, what are you doing? I've got great ratings and eyeballing somebody. They don't have to have... It's great. It's a perfect thing for a coward to do.
No, and it's cost-cutting, you know.
You get
rid of all the salaries of all the syndicated shows and the people that had to run the shows and then the people that had regular shows on the station. And all you really need is just your handy-dandy selector computer.
Mm-hmm.
You need your selector computer, you need your standard voice guy, and you've got to go find the voice guy that's doing the voiceovers for the Jack Station in Boston and the Jack Station in Hartford.
Because you don't want to get an original idea in there.
And
if you do that, you're going to get fired.
In Indianapolis, and then you got to have them saying, you know, Jack. No, I didn't like the kid. A little more, and I'm thinking like, Jack. Well, yeah, perceptual studies show people like Jack. We'd like to make ours unique. Can you just go, Jack?
Buffalo.
These are the types of decisions that are being made by these pinheads now that are running stations.
Idiots.
So they're out of it. Buffalo's out of it for now. Sorry, you know, we are sorry.
We played some games up in Buffalo.
Yeah. Had nothing to do with it. Let's take some calls from some folks in Buffalo. I'm guessing that's all we're getting right now.
How long were we on in Buffalo?
This time? Gosh, I don't know. It's been over 10 years, though.
Okay.
I believe 4 stations.
Really? So we've always had a presence up there?
No.
We're still on WHDK in Rochester, right?
Right.
Would it help if all the gals came out tonight?
The gals?
The Buffalo gals.
Oh.
Oh, while he's using that
movie he made when he... That's that movie you made on your 60th birthday.
Yes, it's a fun memory.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight?
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what happened, man? I got in my car and I hear 92.9 Jack FM. I almost drove off the bridge. I swear to God.
How are you enjoying the selection of fine music?
Okay, well, this is what they played. They played Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
And then they dropped the MC Hammer Bomb on
Yeah.
And then they had a little Rolling Stones and the Hey, What's Going On song with that chick. I don't know what the hell it's called.
Oh, Four Non-Blondes.
Yeah, terrible song. But, I mean, I just almost cried. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, well.
You know, we're very sorry
about that.
You know, we wish that we could broadcast to Buffalo to say that, you know, this is an awful idea and hopefully we'll be back, but Jesus Christ.
We got it 10 minutes before we went on the air. That's
sorry about that, my friend. Sorry.
Well, when are you
Oops. Oh. Sorry. Oh, and his last memory will be that of being hung up on.
Well, that's a good thing, too, in case we come back to Buffalo.
Didn't mean to, though. Hello, Don and Mike. It was like accidental.
This sucks.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Best way to break up.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi there.
This sucks, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Oh, hi there, Buffalo. How are you?
I've been better. Yeah, just to give you an idea of what they're playing, I just enjoyed a little bit of Raspberry Beret followed up by Little Pink Houses. So they must be going with a color theme or something.
It sounds like they're playing only top five records.
It's horrible.
Whatever it is, it's just retarded. And we apologize.
Can I make a last request until I hear you again here?
Sure.
Can I hear some sort of exchange between the Duke and Rosie just as parting ways?
Nope.
Let me
ask you a question here.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't like dealing with terrorists. How far are you from Rochester?
At least an hour down the thruway.
Wow. Okay, there you go. That's your next location, my friend.
Sorry.
See you later.
I got
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
It's nice there.
It's tough love. That's what we got to offer you, is tough love, my friend.
He requests that always.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Well, I have a solution. You know, we can do something. Because radio is powerful, but people are more powerful. We can boycott any product sold on any Infinity station.
Son, you're so funny. May I tell you, that doesn't work.
We've tried it.
What are you going to do? I mean, really, yeah.
Been there, done that.
I mean, we've tried it. We've spearheaded an effort on our show. What are you going to do?
Boycotts that we try don't work. Boycotts against us don't work. Boycotts really work.
What are you thinking about? Let's take McDonald's. What are you going to do? Are you going to not go to McDonald's? Do you think McDonald's is going to give a rat's ass that they're not selling a cheeseburger a day to some guy? And do you think that it's going to get back to them that the reason that they're not selling the cheeseburger is because WBUF changed their format?
No, I guess not.
No, really. I hate to put it in those terms.
But we appreciate the support.
No. You're right in the heart. You're right. Your spirit is right. But the truth is, it's a goddamn cold corporate world where the people that run these stations could give a crap about the people who listen to them. It's all about the bottom line.
Yeah, it's about the numbers, not necessarily even the ratings.
Right.
It's about the cost-effective ways of running a radio station.
So you would say, well, I'm going to get Procter & Gamble, and we're going to boycott all their products, and we're going to get 10,000 people to sign a petition online, and boy, we're really mad. And then
just dropping a bucket.
Yeah. They don't care.
A bucket with no soap in it.
I mean,
we think you guys do a great show, and we're behind you. And we're not looking to take money out of your pocket. Trust me. You give us a lot of.
Well, no. Listen, you wouldn't listen. A boycott. It didn't take money out of our pockets. We get paid no matter what happens.
Yeah, we really do.
The stations are on their own. I'm just telling you that
was a pretty good call, incidentally.
It's not. it's just
Vice President of Viacom. I think his last name's Neoff.
Yeah.
It's contact Mr. Meow.
Yeah,
that's just another one of those jokes.
But that's
his wife every night.
But that's why it's Jack though. Jack FM because it's named after him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can he sit at his table knowing that he's, you know, fired 30 people in the past 2 years?
Oh, it's easy.
Oh, listen, they've done it. If you think it's just 30 people that this company or any radio company has fired in the last week, forget it. It's in the hundreds. And how does he like his dinner? Probably well done. With lots of big drinks,
mm-hmm.
and all of it put on the corporate account so that he doesn't have to pay for it. I mean, really, I'm not. I hate to draw this parallel, but you know, how do you think the Nazis felt when they killed all the good guys?
They felt great.
Yeah.
Now that'll make the paper. Don and Mike compare cancellation.
Well, no.
In Buffalo to Hitler's Germany again.
No, it was corporate radio. I'm saying the way that corporate
radio... Don and Mike compare corporate radio, parent company, Infinity Broadcasting.
Well, now you're the one that's naming all the names.
Pack of rabid thugs.
You're naming all the names. I'm just saying that corporate radio in general. The guy said,
Don and Mike refer to operations manager Cameron Gray and general manager Michael Hughes as Nazi dogs.
Well, I stand on that.
It'll be in the
I stand on that. You can print that. I'm okay with that, Mike. I back you up on that. Corporate radio doesn't care anything about anybody that listens. They really don't. They're so worried covering their ass about satellite radio, you know, which is something that may or may not occur in the next 5 to 10 years.
Labeled Viacom chief Les Moonves as an AH of biblical performances. Proportions, rather.
That, too.
On that one, I would like to distance myself from that remark.
Yeah, way to go, Mike.
I was simply providing a hypothetical example. That's right. All I was doing.
I would like to say, though, that I was watching Julie Chen on the early show.
Be very careful with that.
So it's okay.
I'm particularly sensitive to that.
It's okay for you to call him an asshat?
Hey, man, I saw the movie Crash, okay?
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Yeah, what does that have to do with Julie Chen and Les Moonves? Are they in the movie?
It's when you're making the Asian sound of the, it is a, shall we say, Crash is a racially charged movie. All religious.
So because you saw a movie, I should not do the voice no more?
Very sensitive.
And does that mean
that
you will not do it either, Mike?
I will never do that again.
You will never do
that
again?
Not after seeing that movie, no.
Oh, that's a life-changing movie.
It's just one, you know, really, Sandra, there's a moment when you're doing that, that Sandra Bullock has, when she gets rear-ended by this Chinese woman, and and it was funny. It was very funny.
So you won't do
that? I hit Blake's. I hit Blake's. You smash into my Blake.
Yeah. I hit Blake.
Blake. When you knocked out my Blake leg, it was funny.
I'm excited that Hollywood is finally catching up to me in the racial sensitivity.
Absolutely, Rob.
That's
good. What happened.
Oh, you know, I did not get to see that movie. My wife did want to see that yesterday.
You know, it's so nice to finally go into a movie and enjoy it. It was a refreshingly, surprisingly good movie.
Huh.
A little bit long, like they... Either I'm getting old or these movies are getting too long. They all seem 10 minutes too long.
Agreed.
Every movie I've ever seen in the last 2 years seems 10 minutes. This movie has a little bit of everything.
This movie touched you so much you not do your fake Oriental Asian voice anymore.
Oh, I just a joke with you about that.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
You get that as much as you want, Joe.
Thank you, Honorable Mike. That's
okay. Anything I do for you, okay?
Let's
we will go
say,
to see your auntie, okay?
Julie Chen.
Thank you.
That's all I want to say.
That was Don Geronimo say that.
Hello.
Hello.
But they are just asses, all of them at corporate radio.
Oh, and it's a shame. You know, we're bummed out we're not on in Buffalo.
How can they eat? How can they sleep? Very, you know, like all bad guys can.
Yep.
They sleep with full stomachs and clear consciences because... What do they care if they fire 20 people, 50 people, 100 people? If they make 100 people, 10,000 people, 100,000 people, if they make them upset because their favorite radio show or station is gone, they look at the bottom line, they go, hey, look at this today. Look at, we got rid of this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and it's only going to cost us this. Hell, let's fire up the private jet. I mean, that's what it's about.
Now let's see what it sounds like. Cup of goat's blood and it's off to bed.
Man.
That is absolutely what it's about.
Yeah, when they're not doing their demon rituals.
Sucks on ice. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, man, I'm thinking about walking towards the light.
You're thinking about walking towards the light?
Are you a Buffalo person?
I'm from Buffalo, man, and I'm hurting real bad.
You listened every day?
I listen every day since you guys started up here, man.
Oh, wow.
You got to go to Rochester, my friend.
You guys are just still on in Rochester.
Yes. We've been on in Rochester for a good long time.
For now, but drive fast.
Well, that's right. I saw that your affiliate, I saw it on the website.
WHTK. Drive fast, my friend. God
I'm disturbed by this Buffalo development. I am disturbed by this Jack FM. I am disturbed that this happened so suddenly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Depressed in Buffalo. But look at the bright side, Rob. You can just eliminate that Canadian line now because they'll have no place to listen.
They'll figure out all...
Oh, no, they listen to us in Vermont and Maine.
Vermont?
Mm-hmm.
But listen, there's plenty of low-power AM stations here in Buffalo.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Back on KB. Wait, back on KB, Dan.
Okay, because that's how the business works.
Uh-huh.
I'll just pick up the phone and start calling stations at random. Well, which is the equivalent of what Westwood One does.
Exactly.
Hi, how are you?
Am I interrupting your dinner?
What are you doing?
All right, thank you, my friend.
Can I interest you in a wonderful opportunity?
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
This is Kevin calling from Buffalo.
Hi, Kevin.
I swear I thought it was a joke when I turned on the radio at 3 o'clock and I heard Jack FM. I was like, no way can this be real. After hearing you guys, you know, go off about Jack FM for weeks, and then I turn on BUF and there it is.
Yeah. Because we were talking about Jack FM so much, it almost seems like it was personal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it really does, but I know it wasn't. It was corporate.
That's what I was telling you about, like, liking them. No, it's not. Yeah. They don't. They don't give a rat's ass.
They don't really even think about making us angry. They just want to do what they're going to do.
Right.
Yeah, it's not us. It's not the listeners. It's not the advertisers. It's not the community. It's, oh, my God, is there a chance someone else is going to go Jack FM? What station do we have go Jack FM? Hey, what about the one with all the talk shows on it? Yeah, you know what? And the talk shows, you know what? They cost sometimes more than real disc jockeys. What if we just got rid of, we cancel all the talk shows.
Yeah, there'll be no fuss, no muss. We'll get rid of all of them. And we won't have to make an announcement until after the fact.
Do you know the best thing about Jack FM? Do you know how many disc jockeys it needs?
Zero.
It's all run by a computer.
We're taking the human factor out of it.
Jesus.
Maybe next week BUF will be the Penguin.
Ah, the Penguin, yeah.
Probably.
All right, look for that to come up there, too.
All right, thank you. You know, maybe we can get a little insight into this.
Hello?
The dog lover's back there.
Oh, for God's sake, behave. There's pieces of me scattered from here to Pittsburgh on these football fields. Isn't that giving something back to the game?
Why don't you call that program director in Buffalo and see if he'd be willing to come on the air? Because I know he was like the program director, like they all are now, like six stations at once.
Right.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But he seemed like a decent guy. We always got good ratings there. And isn't that the guy we just did a bunch of the liners for?
Oh, yeah. How nice.
All right. Yeah, call him up and see if he'll come on the air with us.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Ask him how I like the liners.
Yeah, we recorded all. That's a sneaky thing.
Yeah, give them some liners to record. That way they won't be suspicious. See, that's what I think. A guy like that, that program director, he's out of the loop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he called the next day and said, oh, thank you. Yeah, there were just some stuff that said,
you think this is corporate?
Yeah.
All the way.
Yeah. The guy in Buffalo, the program director, who is, like I say, running three or four stations at once.
Right.
The talk station was like when it was on autopilot. He loved the face. Oh, thank you for cutting the exclusive things for Buffalo. I don't think he had a clue.
He was on the phone last week saying, great the ratings.
Yeah, but don't you think those guys have to have a little heads up just to prep everything?
Nope.
They bring it in a truck?
No. It is a prepackaged
format.
Deal. Where at this point, yeah, right, Buzz. Or just pop it in the microwave.
Right.
I mean, they come in with like, you could have the entire format in a goddamn valise.
Really?
You come in with your briefcase, you sit it down, you go, okay, here you go. Here's all of your imaging right here. Let's put this in the hard drive.
Uh-huh. Now, isn't that the same imaging we're hearing in other radio markets?
Yes, but it's never been heard here in Buffalo.
All right.
Now, here are all the tapes of listeners saying how great Jack FM is.
Very good.
Right here. We've got them right here. All of this on one.
I love listening to Jack FM.
Now, more importantly, the music library. The 1,200 songs that we're going to strategically program and make appear to be in no rotation at all.
Yeah.
You put this in the computer. And here's the beauty of it, gentlemen. You've just programmed the station.
That's right. Set the tuner on random.
Who wants a martini? It's martini time.
Well, that's it. It was easy. Now it makes sense.
There you go. And all you got to do is just wait 6 or 7 months for it to totally crash.
Right. Well, or the next format of the month to come around.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, call from Buffalo.
Yeah, hi there. We're going to devote at least the first segment today to Buffalo, because that's a sad day for Buffalo radio.
And us.
Yeah. I got two things to add.
Yeah.
No goal.
What was that?
What?
No goal?
No goal?
No goal.
I don't know.
I mean, with these, maybe that was
that code?
Or was that a critique of the show?
No goal.
We have no goal.
But that is our goal.
Boy, how did he find out?
Hello there.
Find out our secret.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hello there.
Just want to tell you what a great job you guys are doing, and we're glad to have you here in Baltimore. And we're sorry for all the people in Buffalo, but we have plenty of room because Baltimore is a very giving city.
Baltimore's a very giving city. Very giving.
Yeah.
Very
I feel the
city.
Love whenever I'm there.
Yeah. Right.
You guys see it.
Right. Some people feel it for weeks afterward.
Thank you. Hello. Donna Mike.
The burnings.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Thank you.
Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
Hi. What's
Tom,
happening?
Where are you hiding?
I'm not hiding nowhere. I'm with a bunch of cops in Orange County.
You're with a bunch of cops?
Why are you with cops, Tom?
Today's the memorial for all the cops at, what do you call it?
I think they're dedicating a memorial
that,
for the fallen officers.
All the
right.
cops with what the, what do you call it?
Right, yeah.
Orange County.
And Tom, why on this very sacred and serious occasion are you there with the police?
Yes, I am.
Why, Tom? Why? Why?
Because one of my cousins is she's a lieutenant in the police department.
One of your did they do that for us? Tom?
Yeah.
What, why are they running their sirens?
Because we gotta go.
Because what, Tom?
Do it again, Bob.
Are they running sirens?
Hold on.
I think they did it for him. I think they did it because he's all excited like he's got. Hey, Tom! I think that's.
Hey, Tom!
We got to get real excited. Tom! There's a format.
Tom
FM. Tom FM.
Gone.
The same song that you can't recognize.
That might have actually just been a brain scan. I don't think we heard sirens. I think it's just the inside of his head.
Wee wee.
So they're having a memorial for the fallen police officers.
Right.
And on this very sad day for their
very
for
solemn occasion.
Okay. Sure. Tom got it right because his cousin's a cop.
Tom's down there and selling programs. Obviously, understanding the gravity of the day, decided to call us.
If
Hi, guys.
If he is selling programs, I hope it's a number divisible by five. Because
is that
not,
him again?
Not good at giving change.
Yeah. Hold on a second, I think.
If he ain't finds out about it, it's going to be somebody's ass.
I think she's on the phone. Bridget?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I talked to three different people. I've disguised my voice. They say one person said he was on a phone. The other person said he wasn't in the building.
Of
I asked
course.
If he was on the air. And I finally left a message. Now I'm emailing him.
I mean, did you just tell him who you were?
I
mean,
yeah, well,
you
I finally,
some
I finally
listener
did. It's,
calling to complain about the dumb format change?
Yeah, I finally did that with a third person.
Mm-hmm. Did you use your person. Sexy voice?
No, they were all women.
Oh,
still. Well, now, how come your prior experience in the phone company didn't help you through that situation?
I know. I really did call on my experience, and I really didn't work much.
Mm-hmm.
I need to speak with him verbally.
Dealing with Antichrist.
Welcome to Movie Phone. You know, you've not lived till you've been in the presence of Beth Ann McBride when you're trying to call directory assistance for a number. And I kept getting hung up with that same thing where you go, like, Circuit City. They go, would you repeat that, please? Circuit City. Hold, please. Beth Ann took the phone out of my hand and said, hold on. Here's what you do. And what is it that you said?
It's always, when the minute you hear it's a computer, ask for it verbally. I need it verbally, and you'll get a live person.
I need it verbally.
I'd like the number verbally. You don't tell them anything, because then a live person has to come on, and they'll say what city and state.
Give it to me orally.
I like it verbally.
I like
can
it.
Can you say
it?
Can you substitute orally for verbally?
You could, but I think they'd say, sir, verbally.
Give it to me orally.
You can do that if you want.
And if it's orally, let it be oily. Since I'm
then they're going to transfer you to the supervisor, Don.
Since I get up at 6 a.m., it'll be oily.
Supervisor in aisle 3, please.
It's an oily morning call.
Oily.
For an oily. Okay, bye, Beth.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. So I guess the program director is not going to come on the air with us.
No. And it sounds like that's that.
Sorry about that. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing okay, thank you.
Call and reference the guy from Buffalo. He was yelling no goal. They think it's conspiracy. The Super Bowl was a wide right, and the Sabres lost the Stanley Cup for a no goal.
Ah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You should have caught that, I guess.
Sorry,
how about
Don,
that?
We're not. Sorry. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Good day, guys.
That's too bad. We went to one of those Super Bowls.
No goal.
We went to one of the Super Bowls with the Bills lost. Remember that guy with the shaved head?
It was just a generic Buffalo term for defeat.
defeat and sadness.
Yes.
And sadness and defeat.
No goal.
Yeah.
Hello.
No goal.
Their life pain. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good day, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, I know who took over the job as the disembodied voice in Buffalo.
Who?
Hi, Mike.
No. He'd never think about doing that.
No. You're listening to Jack FM. I know he wouldn't do that. I just
Hi, Mike.
See, he's right here next
there
to me.
He's not going
to
leave Mike
out of here.
His disembodied head.
Stop it, please.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Solidarity.
There he is.
Hey, can I get an oily?
Can you oil what this?
He's just requesting an oily.
An oily.
I think I saw that on the internet.
Hey, what's wrong with AM?
Pardon?
What's wrong with AM? You guys always down AM station. Isn't one of your number one cities AM?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No. Listen, we are the kings of AM radio. It doesn't mean we have to love our kingdom. Okay,
we can make fun of our kingdom. That's a great new slogan for us. What's wrong with AM?
Nothing. Every time someone references you guys go to AM, you guys oh God, AM.
Yeah, imagine that, because AM is so hot. AM is so freaking hot.
Hey, you know, we know we're on AM, but we make fun of it anyway.
Sure.
Just like we like you, and we can make fun of your stutter.
In Sacramento, AM's number one.
Yes, AMs are the
one. Are you calling from Sacramento? Yes, you are.
That was a question that didn't need to be asked.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, thank you for the oily.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
All right. If you want to know what's wrong with AM, go under a bridge. And then when a car's coming under the bridge, jump in front of it.
Listen. Nothing's wrong with AM.
No.
You know what I love it best? Thunderstorms.
Oh, yeah.
I love it in a thunderstorm.
That's
when you
hear
the crackling.
All of the richness that AM radio really has to offer.
I like when you change a television channel and AM goes,
Thank you, Beth. Speaking of thunder and lightning, I don't want to say that it sweeps, but one of the local weathermen here that says...
Doug Hill.
Is Washington becoming the next tornado alley?
That's when he's standing in front of the very ominous background, and he goes, I'm Doug Hill. Last year, on one day and 24 hours, 13 tornadoes.
That's more than the average total of the year. Is Washington, D.C. becoming the next tornado alley?
I feel like looking at, really, I look at you, Tool. Listen to me. You can take that stance and stand like Captain America.
Right.
The first time that you're able to predict when it's going to be sunny and 75, that's the day.
They blew it this weekend.
Of course.
Yes, they did.
Supposed to rain all weekend.
But tonight,
we got some showers. That was about it.
Tonight, a weather investigation. That's what they're promoting, this report about tornado. How do you investigate weather?
But here's the deal. You know, at the end of the investigation, Buzz, you know there will be nothing new.
No.
There will be nothing said. Washington is not going to become the next tornado alley.
Right.
They're going to talk about that there's been more extreme weather around the world, and still the climate is conducive to it more out in where your neck of the woods than it is back here. But they're going to make you all think they're going to talk about tornadoes all night.
An investigation.
Watch that junk. You know what I want to? You know what? Really, Doug Hill. Seriously, dude. Anytime you or any of those weather guys want to just for snicks on a Monday, why don't you pull out your forecast from last Monday and show us what your last 7-day forecast was, because I'm really tired of hearing from you guys and weather. This is why I get pissed at them, because everything is storm center. The Channel 5 storm for everything is set up to be awful and be sensational,
right? And everything also is designed to be grandiose,
when the truth of the matter is you can't tell the weather any better than my left toe can. Just go back and look at what you predicted last week. And I'm the type of idiot that does watch the weather on Monday when they do give their 7-day outlook.
Right. And we need the 4,000 graphics of the sun covered by the cloud with a lightning bolt coming out of it.
And a raindrop.
You know,
and a raindrop.
Looks good all week in the 7-day. Not a chance of rain coming in maybe till Thursday or Friday. Weekend at this point looks good. It's a good-looking forecast. Let's get out there. Meanwhile, the entire week...
Got to make sure you get the cliche in there. Get out the old barbecue.
Rain, 55 degrees. You know, kiss my ass. Overnight lows tonight in the district in the 40s. Hello. It's like 29 on Saturday night. Not that I matter. Not that it matters.
Right.
But just get that right,
right.
Before you're going to stand up there in your Superman outfit saying,
are we going to be the next Tornado Alley?
And it's shaping up to be a nice weekend. If they tell you that on a Tuesday, they're lying to you.
That's right.
Doug Hill said it on this very show.
Weather
guessers. He said the only weather certainty that they have is the stuff that's like within 24 hours. And that's because they can make the phone call from where it's coming.
Right. They look out a window.
But even then, the wind can screw them up. They can mess that up, too.
Then we do need an investigation.
I talked to our weather watcher down at the, James A. Doofus Mini School.
You know what they're concerned about? Because it sweeps also. Even though they caught the guy that beat up that grandma, that street vendor, even though they caught him a week ago, they're still showing the video.
Yeah.
Every time they give you an update on the scumbag that did it to her.
Right.
And what's the new one now that they're on? Hold on. It's another awful one.
An awful video?
Yeah. Give me a moment and it'll come to me.
Well, the video that I saw was the video of that car chase where they shot the guy at the end of the car chase.
Shooting in L.A.
The one where the guy had the red cap on.
The brand new one. Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue, too. They were all over it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's Tony Danza when he rolls his go-kart.
See that one, too, Mike.
I'd like to warn some of our younger listeners this may not be suitable for them, and it may be disturbing to you. Tony Danza in a go-kart.
However, I do love it when they send perky Holly Morris out to do crazy stuff like ride horses in the morning. Yeah. You know, and am I the only one that watches Holly Morris, who really is a hyperactive poodle, when she's on that horse?
For the accident?
Look at the TV and say, please now, God, listen. I know what you did to Christopher Reeve was a bad thing.
Right.
You know, God needed a Superman. God doesn't need a hyperactive poodle to be out in Prince George's County at the Equestrian Center showing us how to ride horses while she's had 8,000 cups of coffee all morning.
Now, Flipper. There she goes. I'm Holly Morris.
Wow.
Well,
down.
Thud.
Down goes Morris.
Thud. Splat.
Down goes Morris.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. Coming to me, it's a hidden camera one that they're doing on Channel 7. Something that they've done before, but it was the I-Team where they've got the camera in the lady's purse, and it's
your mocha latte tastes funny?
Where they got the guy standing out there going, this man had no idea that News 7 was there.
Our secret cameras recorded him, A, picking his nose, B, picking his nose.
You know, they've got so much time to fill on the news, and there's only so much news that you can fill with.
Right.
And after that, you become less than news. You just become entertainment, which is what they all are.
And we've talked about local news before, where there's nothing that excites them more than the repeat easy story.
And the way they fill time now is with sensationalism.
Right.
When the ratings are over in about a week and a half, it'll be back to, Petline Thursday.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
When they run out of time on the news and they go, wow, now let's go out to the weather guy out on the weather terrace who's out there with some pig and some three-legged animal.
That's looking great out here, JC. I'm up to my buttocks in animals, barnyard animals. Having a great time out on the weather deck.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Don, I think I know the incident you're talking about.
Go ahead.
It's some black cat that hits a dude and just cold cocks him.
Keep going.
Yeah.
And then the other guys are saying, man, you're the hardest punching dude, and they're just making fun of this poor guy, and he's just laid out flat.
Yeah. I mean, they've run. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm surprised I couldn't remember that one with all the graphic images in my head. But that's the latest one. And what they're doing is, like they did with the old lady being beaten up, they say, some disturbing images in to News 7.
Cover your eyes, but we're going to show it again and again.
And we're going to show it in slow motion this time.
Ridiculous.
Because that's how great we are here at Jack FM.
That's when it all gets back to.
Jack FM. Well, does anybody know that we really have a show to do today? I mean, I've got a weekend.
We've got something planned?
Yes, I got a weekend to tell you about. There are goings on here at the radio station.
Always.
I got a very urgent email from Joseph Ardinger over the weekend that we'll have to share with you.
Oh, yeah.
But look, all we're getting is just Buffalo calls.
Yeah,
God,
a lot of people.
Feel awful for all these people in Buffalo.
And for us.
Really? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello.
You know how they name all the new Jack stations Joe or Bob? How about naming the one in Buffalo Pat?
Is this Ted Koppel?
Gas's Garage.
It's Pat Goss.
Pat Goss. Although I agree, although it doesn't sound like Ted Koppel, it sounds like the guy from Saturday Night Live that does Ted
That's
Koppel.
What I thought. Pat FM. It's Pat Goss.
Pat FM or Bonnie FM.
Oh, when you were talking about that movie Crash, I came within my wife.
You missed a good one.
The discussion at our breakfast table on Sunday morning was we were going to go to the movies. That she kept saying, well, this one looks pretty good. Look, it's got, Sandra Bullock and Don Cheadle and Brendan Fraser. And I kept making my finger go around the page and around the page and all the way around to Alive and Kicking.
Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Kicking
and Screaming. At least get the title right of the movie that you like and everybody hates.
Well, no, America did agree with me, although it was beaten out this weekend by that other slap nuts funny comedy, Monster-in-Law.
Monster-in-Law.
That's your number one movie.
Yes, America does really love Jane.
But my man, Will Ferrell, delivered over $20 million this weekend with has got to be a stupid movie. And just know, my $10 will be in his pocket within the next 2 weeks.
It's going to be the early summer of Ferrell, as you see him right around the corner.
We just could not
Bewitched.
We could not come to a decision on what to go to see, so we decided not to go see anything.
What percentage of people that went and saw Monster-in-Law when they saw Jane Fonda walked out thinking they were in House of Wax? That's what I want to know.
There she is.
Yikes.
House of Spiewax.
That's a good movie. That's a different movie.
But House Crash, of Spiewax. You will not regret going to see Crash.
Okay.
I thought that rocked.
Say
and
so.
Don Cheadle is rapidly moving up on my list of actors.
He's a great actor. He's pretty good.
I'm excited about it.
He's pretty good.
You'd love it.
Play Brackman.
I think you'd like it.
He's a good actor. Well, you don't think I have intellectual capacity for it, Mike? Is it too deep for me?
No, I don't think so.
Because I like only Will Ferrell movies?
I don't think it's over your head at all, but I think you might think it's a little long. I know I did a watch check. You know the kind of movie that all of a sudden has an ending type part, and you're like, oh, you got your hands on the armrest, and then, oh, we're going back for another segment or two.
I remember one time, I was in Chinatown, and I was walking around, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere...
You didn't put on your Blake.
Clash.
That's what it all was about.
Clash.
And I will say that
if that's the case of calling a radio station, hello, would you please play The Crash?
You know, I've been a Sandra Bullock hater.
If you wanted to hear The Clash.
Uh-huh. I've been a Sandra Bullock hater for a long time, and this is the first movie I thought she was fantastic in.
Okay.
I mean, she's got a small part, but she was really, really terrific.
Hello, Miss Congeniality. Miss Congeniality, too.
Did she ever star with Adam Sandler in anything?
No, she hasn't.
Okay.
I'm past him now.
You wouldn't have seen her then.
You've grown.
Did you see Miss Congeniality? Did you watch the whole thing?
I did not.
With Candace Bergen?
I seen it on HBO, though.
I'm surprised she was able to tear herself away from producing the George Lopez program.
She's a big pal of George Lopez.
Oh, Lopez, give me a break. Well, she was not a big enough pal to give me a kidney.
It didn't match, George.
Hey, I don't care about those details. I will fix it myself if I have to use a dinner fork.
And then you'll swallow it?
Yes, I'll swallow it whole. Well, maybe in two pieces, depending on how big and fat it is.
Oh, Jesus, we got a break. Yeah. I am not kidding.
Give me a break!
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
There is no just cause for an invasion of Iraq. Well, that may be, but what we're all forgetting is anyone who doesn't want to go to war is gay.
I want to go to war.
Oh, yes, yes, we should definitely go.
I was the first one who wanted to go to war.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mumps.
Right, right.
wine.
Even tastier than a nice gay mocha. The Don and Mike Show.
Teddy Pendergrass.
All right.
Before he put on a Superman suit.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you, Rob.
I didn't think you would say that.
Hi.
I just got it late.
Okay. Rolling Thunder.
I just got it late. Oh, dear. Oh, my. Are you insinuating?
Oh, dear.
We might have an accident?
No. I'm just bad to him.
Okay. All right. Yes. But,
nobody,
you know, when I hear Rolling Thunder, I think of our compatriot over there.
Yeah. By the odds, someone gets hurt on a motorcycle.
Buzz, are you still planning on leading that Rolling Thunder thing, that big motorcycle thing?
Anything could happen.
Okay, that means you're not.
Yeah.
I wanted to make an announcement.
Okay, what?
I will come in tomorrow, and I'm doing this to myself every week now. I will come in and give you my exact weight tomorrow and let you know how I'm progressing. Cool. That's what I said to motivate myself. Started out at 296 pounds. I have gone down to 289 pounds, and I will give you an update on where I stand tomorrow as I weigh myself once a week. And this motivates me, because if I don't do this, then I fudge it, and I'm not going to fudge it anymore.
Fudge it.
Mm-hmm.
Fudge it.
I don't want to fudge it no more.
Fudge it.
Actually, you can eat on this diet I'm on. They have very low-calorie fudgicles.
Oh.
Fudgicles. Fudgicles.
Okay.
That's real important to you.
Hold on, Mike.
I'm not losing weight. I'm gaining weight.
Hold on. You're going to want to hear something, though, about him. You're going to want to hear something about him.
The boy?
Yeah, I'm going to rat out my best buddy. You know, your wife tells my wife a lot of crap, and I'm sure vice versa.
Sure.
I don't know if you hear, like, what an idiot I am from your wife. With stuff that my wife tells her.
I can't look at you. I can't look at you dead on when he's doing this.
We must see the
witness. Make me laugh too much.
What did Miss Wonderful say?
need that element here.
It's funny that you mentioned those fudgesicles. Because Frida said to me that, Carrie said to her, that I guess your wife has those...
the Healthy Choice fudge bars?
Yes.
Mine are Weight Watchers.
Okay, same difference, but...
Yeah.
But that's the point. So they're, their diet... Fudgesicles.
Right. They're one point.
And
you can eat a dozen of them.
Anyway, hold on a second. Carrie said that one of Rob's kids wanted one of these fudgesicles, and she said, okay. And then the kid said, I want whipped cream on it. And Carrie said, no. And it was Robert and Julia.
Probably Robert.
Said, but Daddy does it. And then Carrie told Frida that there's been lots of times she's heard Rob out in the kitchen, and she's heard the and it's him putting whipped cream on his low-calorie fudgesicle.
That's exactly what those fudgesicles need. You think if it was up to me, I'd be buying low-calorie fudgesicles?
Have you ever put...
Jesus Christ, I got no time to go to the grocery store. There was no Ben and Jerry's. What's a fella to do?
Try dipping them in peanut butter.
Oh, but Ready Whip is not
or,
great.
Or actually, you can get a little thaw on them by dipping them in Drawn butter.
But you see, that's a savory flavor, not a sweet one, and that's not what you want.
You know, you want the sweet, not the savory.
Don't
knock it until you've tried it.
I'd put whipped cream on roast beef if I didn't think I'd get in trouble.
But it's too funny that the kids ask for it, and she goes, "Now, what? No, why would you?" But Daddy does it.
Yeah.
But Daddy does it.
And you know what? It's fun. You give Robert a little whipped cream. You know,
a little fun. Mostly
then
air.
You go to work, and he's running around.
Not that I'm not a foodie, but I am a foodie. How does it taste with the whipped cream? Does it taste good?
It's better.
Yeah. Is it better?
Yes.
Yeah.
They taste good, but they don't feel right in your mouth.
Right.
And that's because the fat's gone.
That's right. This returns the fat.
All you need to do is restore the fat.
Add the fat.
Do you want your fat?
Spoiling!
Oh, my God.
Oh, hold on. What? I'm sorry, Robbie.
I've lost a lot of weight, too, and I put every bit of it back on, and it's a lot more fun to put it back. And look at me. I'm happy. Let me have my Ready Whip.
I wasn't even going to bring this up, but it's also in my weekend. I am dangerously close to my goal weight. I'm down to 202.
Good for you.
Excellent.
And part of the reason I was able to take...
202. I remember when you were 280 or something like that.
287.
Yeah.
But part of the reason, I know at least 2 or 3 pounds, they're going to come right back, because on Saturday, I had what Buzz had.
Oh, really?
And as it turns out, didn't John Norman have the same thing?
I guess I thought he had a touch of it. Apparently, he decided maybe it was psychosomatic, just the power of suggestion made him think that he had it as well. Really? But at least two of us have had it that we know of.
Yeah, so. Saturday night. I mean, we had grandiose plans. There's always family at my house. Mm-hmm. But and listen, can I just say to my brother-in-law, Bill, who I love like he's my brother?
Yes.
You know, when you're coming over on Saturday night, it's always great to see him. You know, funny joke that, and I think it was a joke. We're sitting in there, and it's my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my wife, my mother-in-law, and he says to Big Frieda, "So, how long are you down for?" Now,
oh boy, he's working you, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And because I had just got done with this buzz induced, I just turned to Bill because he was across the room. I said, "This is the last stop." And at that point, I realized that everybody in the room was listening, and it's like, I didn't mean it's the last stop, like, you know, before the happy hunting ground.
But it came out wrong. There's no way that one comes out good, no.
It's the last time my mother-in-law's gone from...
How do you extricate yourself from that situation?
That's where being sick was fantastic, right. Because yeah. I said, I really think I got to throw up again.
Yeah.
And
then you left?
No, but I did. And yeah. And I almost called Buzz on Saturday night.
Yeah,
because it was, now, I'm not like Buzz. I wasn't going, it's a 10, it's a 2, it's
you,
a 5.
You weren't having the violent pain, or you were?
I was not, mm-hmm. But at one point I started sweating like a pig.
I did that.
Sweating like a pig, and it was like 80 degrees on Saturday. We had
that means it's come through the glass.
we had the AC on full blast, and I was just sweating. And then, just awful, but it's great for weight loss.
It is. Oh, I know nothing better, right?
And there's nothing grosser than it was in and out of my system in 24 hours. Yeah. Got up this morning, felt fine. Mm-hmm. Standing there doing my number one, and nice. I couldn't help. What I'm supposed to say.
Very nice.
So I'm standing up. You're right. It's a sexy image. You know what would make it better? If I had a low-fat fudgicle and put whipped cream on it.
Yeah, you know what? I think actually now I'm liking it.
That would be sexy. But I was standing there taking a leak and couldn't help but notice that even, you know, a day and a half later, no matter how much scrubbing I had done, there were still remnants of the dried vomit. It will not go away.
No.
I say
it will.
Well, that's why the gypsies come tomorrow.
Oh.
The cleaning gypsies come tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, I can't wait till tomorrow.
I've done as much as I possibly can.
They bring the industrial strength stuff.
As much as I can. And this weekend was all about me trying to be the man that I should be. I mean, I power washed. Yeah. I cleaned. I painted.
Good for you.
The big Mr. Ed gate that we have that's been broken, mm-hmm. went out there and fixed it. However, this is why really I am just not. I was trying to tell my wife.
Did you get another blister?
More than a blister, Mike. More than a blister.
Let me see those piano player's hands.
Okay, there's. Let's count the burn marks on my finger.
Let me see those delicate seamstress hands.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
wow.
8, 9, and big-ass burns on my hand.
Let me see Demi Moore's hands in the movie Ghost.
Now, how did these dove-like hands get so burned?
Yeah, how? What did you do?
Here's the chore. It's a gate. Here's the gag. It's a gate, like a Mr. Ed type gate, mm-hmm. okay, in our backyard.
Uh-huh.
And it's fallen apart.
Right.
And I'm going to fix this. And what I've done is I've gotten my wife out there, and she's given me all the tools. And I finally had to say to her, listen, you're going to have to leave because you're putting too much pressure on me.
Yeah.
Watching me do this job.
Right.
Once she left, I take the thing off the hinges. I screw the new holes, you know, and I go to the hardware store and I get the right screws, the right wood screws, and I've got the drill. And here's the thing. I'm just so friggin' stupid. I'm such an idiot that I'm getting this gate put back up and I've got a screw going in. And I realize I've stripped it. And I'm going to have. And what I'm going to have
to do...
How
long did it take to strip it?
Oh, the first one? 5 seconds.
With a power drill?
Five seconds.
Not at all.
So I realized, okay, I stripped it. I got to go slower. This now, the first one, you would just say, okay, that's a regular dumb guy thing.
Right.
What I did was I reached down, and it, this is a big 7 1/4-inch nail.
They get
hot. Yeah, that's been in the... I reached down to try to pull it out of the hole, and I go, S. That's where I got this first gigantic blister.
There's one.
Now, this is why...
The smoke didn't give it away?
This is why I am stupid. I am...
That is a nasty...
I am...
That is a seriously nasty-ass little burn.
I'm beyond stupid. Because you can count on my fingers, I made the exact same move. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more times. I only bought 24 nails.
Your
you
hands covered with every third nail.
I stripped 8 of them, and after I burned my hand on the first one, I knew, okay, if I strip one, what I got to do is get the hammer out,
right.
You know, and yank that baby out.
Right.
But every time, even the 8th time that I burned my fingers, I instinctively, okay, here you go.
Oh, no.
Happy Mystery Efficiency Expert. Would you like to sip whipped cream on this?
Click. What are we enjoying for lunch today? Just since we're on the topic today.
Buttered cheddar.
buttered cheddar.
So,
the boy can eat, and the boy brings some good stuff in from home.
I don't know. It's not in my makeup. I'm trying real hard to be like the handyman, at least do the crap around the house that I should do.
What you know and what I know is that, listen, you know, you've done very well for yourself in your career. Unlike me, you've kept it all. And I will tell you that you could go out.
Well, that's because it's cheaper to keep her.
You could
you
go
know
out.
That.
But I'm the same way. You could go out and say, hire a handyman, but there's certain projects, no matter what, you want to be the man of the house.
That's right.
And you want to go out and do it, and that's why you did what you did.
And anyway, the thing works, and then I stood out there like an idiot for maybe a half an hour afterwards, just looking at it, just opening it and closing it like...
That's part of the job.
I am just a genius.
Admiring it.
Who cares that my fingers are really singed and I look like a burn victim on my hands because I'm such a freaking idiot.
You did complete the task, and it was satisfactory?
Yes, and it even meant with,
how did you get the nails that not to strip?
They had only gone in because you have to finesse it.
Yeah, back off the power.
Gotcha.
All right, so I didn't know that. I thought that you'd stripped all of them.
What I had done, well, I did strip 8 of them because it would get going. Yeah. I'd start slow. I go, I'll never get through this wood this fast. And I go, and every time I would do that,
it destroys the head of the nail.
Yeah. I'd strip it. That's it.
True.
Okay, I'll take care of this. And 8 goddamn times in a row because I am an idiot.
8 nails.
Yeah.
8 nails. 8 burns.
At any time, did a neighbor ask if you were cooking out?
Something smells like finger over here. You having Wendy's?
No, but at the same time, I'm trying to do another household thing. I'm trying to clean the grill, and what I've done is I've opened up the grill, and I turned the burners on because I want to burn off all the grease.
Right.
Okay? So while this is going on, I'm downstairs doing the stuff with the gate. Meanwhile, while this is going on, I hear from inside my house, smoke alarm.
Oh really?
Because...
That was an interesting sound. I don't think you could duplicate that, sir.
Very good, you got it.
Yeah. You did it, thank you. Sorry to make you do that again, I just enjoyed it.
But I can hear it from all the way in the backyard where I'm working on the Mr. Ed gate.
Why is the smoke detector going on?
Well, because what I've done is left the back door open so that the dogs can come out with me. And because this grill is so incredibly dirty due to negligence, that... Every bit of grease is burning off and...
Oh, so you're firing it up to clean it.
Right.
So the proper way, the way you're supposed to do it. Mine's got the enamel coming off of it.
And what's happened is all of the smoke has been blown directly into the house.
Yep.
And, like, for the next 5 hours, no matter what I did, no matter where you went in my house...
The smoke detector would go off?
No. It smelled like there had been a fire in there.
Oh, dear.
It smelled like something had burned.
Well, you weren't trying to work the fireplace or anything, were you?
Will you stop that?
With the flu?
You know what we have now?
What?
Now, we're propane, baby.
Oh, you got propane, you got a gas fireplace.
Yeah, that's
just throw a switch.
Feel the meat.
I seriously,
taste the meat. I'm sorry, taste the meat, feel the heat.
Yeah. My conversion kit for my gas grill gets installed on Friday, and I'm very curious as to whether, like, with the enamel starting to flake off, that black stuff starting to chip away,
mm-hmm.
Does that mean my grates are toast now, or should I?
I don't think
should
so.
I replace them, or
I don't think
the
so.
Grates are actually everything's probably fine if you don't mind the chipped paint.
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
right. That kind of puts a damper on like a piece of chicken. If you bring up a piece of chipped paint, and they're not supposed to do that, are they?
I don't know.
You shouldn't know.
Sometimes I tell my guests when they come over, and barbecue, this is hot and spicy, this is thalidomide. I've got all kinds of paint chips on those rack things in my grill, and I just want it to be clean. I don't
care.
Yeah,
but when I scrub it, I don't want a big fleck of paint to come up off. What the hell? I thought those things were supposed to be not fleck off.
Hey, would you watch it, Shaw John?
I'm sorry.
You watch the mouth?
You mean the food surface, the cooking?
Yeah. Chair?
Just go get stainless steel ones.
Well, don't they have to be the right
but
size?
Yes.
Hold on. Mike, hold on.
Homo.
We got an emergency homo call, and it says for Mike.
All right.
On the
homo
hotline.
Put it
hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what?
Hey, Don and Mike, Homo Joe here.
Oh,
hey,
it's a real
homo
call for me.
King of the homosexuals.
Wait, hold on. Hi, Joe. Yes, go ahead. Calm down, Joe. Take a deep breath. What?
Okay. I want to just encourage you. I have been doing the WW. I went from a 40 waist 260 to a 195 34 waist.
Joe,
wow.
You know what? Can I say something?
Joe, can I just... Are you sure it's Weight Watchers? You know, are you being careful, Joe?
You know,
yes, I am very much so.
You know, I'm really not encouraged to. You know me, Don. I do not like to give out accolades, but so far, so fun on this thing. It really is.
Good.
It is the best that I've ever done, and you know, after I've done them all, and this is the end of the line.
Hey, homo,
this one doesn't work, and I'm done. You're gonna see me seriously. You will be working with who's that comedian? Damn it, who is the new one? Pignon or John?
I don't even know.
Panette. He'll be working with Panette. John will be working with Louis Anderson, because if this one doesn't work, I'm over.
Wouldn't you get the stomach staple?
Huh?
Wouldn't you get the staple as a last resort?
No, I don't think I need that.
Well, okay.
I'm not that fat.
Well, no, Kenny Rogers had, like, liposuction, and he wasn't as fat as either of us.
I look at everybody I look at the famous people that get stomach stapling.
Right.
Look at Al Roker. There's an example for you. I don't want to look like that. He looks unhealthy. Or Carney Wilson.
She looked good before she was pregnant.
She looked okay. But
compared to what she looked like before.
You know what? There's a part of me that really, because, I mean, first of all, I am making progress on this. But Joe, you will testify. It is a good program to be on.
It is. And the recipes are not bad. I bought the cookbooks and used them. And I think...
Screw the recipes. Lean cuisines, baby.
Joe, I bet. Joe? Hey, homo Joe?
Yes, sir.
I bet you enjoy whipped cream, too, don't you?
Oh, I do, but I can't have it.
That's the type of stuff. I've given up things that I could on my Atkins diet that I used to eat, like chicken wings.
Yeah.
Chicken wings. I think on this diet, you can have three.
Right.
That's Joe?
Yes, Joe, sir. I know that we don't do the, a dirty show, wink, wink,
right.
anymore. But are there any Weight Watchers points for number three?
Oh, yes, there is. That's 2 points.
2 points. 2 points for what? For 8 ounces?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Joe, did you do it with the points?
Oh, I sure did.
Yeah,
sure
yeah.
Did.
How many points were you? How many points, like when you started? How many points were you eating a day?
I was 37, and now I'm down to 24.
Oh, okay, great, awesome, man.
Because actually, I guess it would be not. It would be 10 cc. if that rumor about that band was right,
that's true.
When Joe drinks his daily glass, number three.
I'll tell you what. I'll swing by. I'll see you guys on Thursday. I'll be out going to see in Chantilly the Midnight Madness of the famous show that's coming out there.
What? You know that
way.
Joe did, it wouldn't be a joke call if he didn't give us some of his
Come by, Joe. Please do come by the show. We've
yeah.
been seeing you so long.
It's been too long, Joe.
Can you tell us the name of the current illegal immigrant alien that you're shacking up with?
Well, it's a red-headed white boy.
Really? What's his name, Joe?
I can't say.
Oh, it's that good, huh?
Where'd you find him?
It's been on again, off again for 8 years with us.
Really?
Was he ever on American Idol?
No, he wasn't.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking, because he's very
He was married, and he and his wife were finally divorced, so...
Really?
I was not the homewrecker, though.
So he's like you. He found his sexuality at a late age.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yes, he did. And it's been fun.
You've been breaking him in good?
That's two happy wives right there. You know. You're what? All right.
What if the two women ended up together? And that leaves Joe with David Caruso.
Normally, you wake up in the morning, it's like a blood spot in the bed. Oh. You know, and Joe says, well, you are quite the man.
Well, if you'd like, I'll swing by the show on Thursday to show you how thin I've gotten.
Okay, good.
Do that.
Gross.
Do that.
Bye-bye.
Just tell me that story if I'm encouraged to cheat on the diet.
Hey, did you ever see that CSI from last Thursday?
No, I didn't see it yet.
I get all these shows mixed up. It's Law and Order. It's one of the Law and Orders last week where they threw a guy into a holding cell, and while the guy was in a holding cell, some other guy...
Took advantage of him?
Somebody with a stick.
Oh.
And
killed him?
Well... Yeah, that's where I got the blood spot analogy from, because when they said, hey, so the guy walked into the cell and he's like, hey, that's my bunk. And then the other guy said, well, there's no assigned bunks. This is jail. And the guy said, you know, listen, sucker, get out of my way. And he rolled the guy over, and there's just a big wet red spot.
Wow.
Where they've done bad things with a...
Right.
You know, it was like, ripped from today's headlines, Mike.
Yeah.
Can't beat that with a stick.
That's nasty.
You can't.
Man.
Okay, that's good for the show, right?
Wow.
I brought that up.
We're all taking kind of a deep breath right now.
Think about that for a minute.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're all doing the same thing. We're all coming up empty, too. We're trying to find that right line. It's tough. It's really tough.
No, but on occasion, I imagine it's, you know, if you're in that into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
On a regular basis with a swinging fella, you go, oh, tiger. Blood.
Or I'm tired, you know. How about a stick? Stick with it. This is a stick up.
Okay, I'm bored.
Sorry about that, Woody.
I'm bored.
Is that a get it?
Yeah. That was good because it wasn't good. I'm bored. Oh, man. You nail him? Terrible.
I'm loving this.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we are laughing now. Oh. Let's take a call from Buffalo.
Hey, pipe down.
Dynamite.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I'm calling from Buffalo.
Hi there, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, not too good today.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry about that. Wish we had anything to do with it, but we didn't.
I know. They had this Fred Bull on here, you know, all music, no jocks.
Right. Oh, Jack FM. Please get the guy's name right. It's Jack.
Yeah.
One of the off boys.
Yeah. It's stupid.
Okay. Thank you. Listen,
right.
We feel your pain.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Bye.
Good luck. Really do mean it.
Enjoy the tour. Well, you know, that market, we've been on and off and on and off. I really would that Buffalo would be a little more like Rochester, which has been a loyal, steady, and incredibly successful radio station, WHTK. In Buffalo, they get antsy up there.
Yeah.
They really, really do. Remember, didn't we have an incredible following the very first station we were on in Buffalo?
WWKB.
The same thing happened.
Correct.
Very unusual.
Correct. Maybe we should find that manager. We should go up there and we should stick it to him.
And we won't give him the short end either.
No, it won't.
Give him the long end of the
I tell you, we'll get that station in the red. Or out of the red, into the black.
Ew. That's nasty. Man.
That's a nasty show. You know, but they get away with it, that Law and Order and all this, because, you know, ripped from today's headlines.
You got to go up there and start poking around a little bit.
You know, I'm sure there are people that don't like the show, but that's just a splinter group.
What we like, and you know, now that we're talking about it in the context of talking to the program director, this is you know, it was uncomfortable before, and now it's really feeling like almost normal.
I just want to say, I'm raising my hand. I was not uncomfortable before. I know the rest of you guys were.
Yeah. Well, see, you saw the CSI. I was just hearing about it. It sounds a lot worse.
Law and Order.
Oh, Law and Order.
Law
right.
and Order. Hey, punk, that's my bunk.
Yeah.
Big red stain.
It wasn't Jerry Orbach that got it.
Knock on wood.
Ha 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 ha!
Oh, my God.
Yes, and it was as he is today.
Jerry Sorba.
I think he's gone now.
I know, yeah.
Regretfully, he has passed.
Yeah, but they could have made him like a puppet.
You know what the puppet would be?
What?
From Toy Story, Woody. Thank you.
We have a winner. Please return your bingo cards to the front. The next letter is...
Oh, man.
A. Followed by H. And we'll be bingo. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what you are, Burbank?
What?
Fearmonger.
That's right.
Burbank!
Fearmonger.
But you're giving.
Yes, I am.
Giving fearmonger.
I'm a giving
lover. A giving lover.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, right. A vacay every day in the month of May on Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
There are a couple of things going on around town we want you to know about. Oh, Don and Mike, is this true?
Two favorite radio guys. I know you're a big fan of this.
I am.
In the afternoon at 4 o'clock today, right out in front of their studios in Fairfax, they're going to dip themselves into 500 pounds of soaking wet hot chocolate. They're going to come out, they're going to dry, and then they invite the general public to come, as they say, to bite off pieces of them.
Yes, you can. Now, I thought about this. I mean, because I do like them very much, but they don't, it's, I mean, they just strike me as kind of, I've never seen them, but they sound kind of maybe scruffy. But they're going to wrap themselves in plastic first.
They're both very attractive men.
I already announced that I'm gay.
Anyway,
so you can do that.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Remember how that song got that like faded, that thing that goes shh. The war really kicks in.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Hey, the jokes stop now. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you, Dude Walker. Make sure you hit our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. We get a lot of response. A lot of emails from Buffalo. Sorry about what happened up there with Jack FM.
I found myself staring at our website over the weekend, just at some of the pictures. So a lot of fascinating stuff on that website
sure
now. Robert, Robert and Robert.
Oh, and speaking of Robert, we've got some correspondence from Robert the Angry Mailman. He was in Japan last week.
Did he send us a postcard from Japan?
He sent more than one postcard. They all arrived today. Here's one to Don and Mike. I like he addresses it Don's and Mike's show. of course he does. Where do white women? Robert the Mailman. And that's a postcard. Well, looks like the skyline of Tokyo.
That's all he wrote, right?
And then we got this one. And as you can see, Mike, that's a...
Are they like candies?
No, that's like sushi. That's a bunch
of sushi. Very good. Dress.
A fish that hasn't been cooked.
Yeah.
And all he writes is, again, Don's and Mike's.
Uh-huh.
Will someone cook this S? Robert the Mailman. Then there's a third one that has a guy with it looks like he's in a Japanese zoo, and he's out there cleaning up some kind of animal dung. Can you see that?
Wow.
A nice postcard. And he writes, Don's and Mike's. Uh-huh. Must be a big effing cat. Robert the Mailman. And then we got one other one. Actually, this one is came to Beth Ann McBride.
What's Robert's handwriting like?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, take a look. It's not bad. His handwriting is better. His handwriting
approaches maybe even being a little feminine.
Well, I would expect neat handwriting from a postal worker.
Yeah, I suppose he has to do it all the time, you know.
Oh, no, he'd be a neat reader, not a writer.
Well, but they know the importance of writing neatly so they can read the addresses.
I know how to handle these touchy situations. Let me say, with his writing, he's very well-spoken.
I understand.
You sound like every 80-year-old in America. Right?
Not everyone. Some aren't that nice.
Some are younger.
You know, I was watching, I don't know what it was, ESPN or something about football over the weekend where they still say that. They're talking about these graduates that are coming into the pros now and even the undergrads. And they always say, came from, you know, whatever program, but we spoke to them very well spoken.
That puts everyone's mind at ease.
And they only say that about the brothers.
I know.
If it's the 8-foot white ostrich who weighs 400 pounds from Nebraska.
And he's so well spoken, you don't hear that.
And
ever.
You know, that guy, when he speaks, it's like, I killed the quarterback for you. And they never come out and say he's very well spoken.
No, he's not.
These sports guys are amazing. You get a brother in there.
It is amazing to me that on broadcast networks in this day and age, you still hear that, and you do. And yet it's not like you don't hear it a lot. You hear it on more than one occasion every year. It's like, yeah, very well spoken guy. You hear it? You hear it a lot of baseball telecasts. And we're sitting down here, and there's a nice young man. Really well-spoken, terrific young man.
Not the type of great mug people or
great family man. You know, he's doing a fantastic job. Really, really incredible. He's so nice.
Very well-spoken.
Very well-spoken.
And then you have this one from the last card that we received today from Robert Mailman. It's a rather beautiful, almost erotic side of a hillside in Japan.
Like a painting, perhaps?
And this one comes to Beth Ann.
Uh-huh.
Says, this is so pretty. You should lie here with me naked in my room, overlooking the city.
Well, that's a romantic
and time. And then, unlike the other ones that say Robert the Mailman, just signed.
How's it signed?
Adams.
I like that.
That's cool. Simply Adams.
Oh, that's
Adams
great.
Out. The Adams family.
I didn't know he was making a push for Beth Ann.
Okay, from our Is This Funny file. You know, we got a lot of devoted listeners out there, and a lot of you cats got too much time on your hands. This is from some guy named Sean Ward, okay, who listens to us. Well, it doesn't say Tampa Bay. Two cast and crew of Don and Mike's show. I want to help. Don mentioned during Buzz's stroke on Thursday, if he had held up a sign, others may have paid attention to him sooner. I have made you paddles.
Oh, good.
Message paddles. There's some for everybody. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, my God. He really did make message paddles.
Sean Ward, yes. And Buzz, here you go. Here's one for you.
These could come in handy.
This side says.
I'm dying. And the other side says.
I'm sick. Well, this is good for the car, too.
Here's another one for you, yeah, Buzz, that right. It says.
It's cold here.
And then the other side.
I'm dead.
Then hold on. This one would be, Don Geronimo. This is me.
Uh-huh. World's dumbest millionaire on one side.
And on the other side.
Got midget. Yeah, okay.
Right, kind of shaky right. For me. Yeah. And then you've got, hold on, Mike.
Yeah.
Here you go. For Mike O'Meara, it says.
I can run around in circles for ye.
And then on the other side, it says,
AA is for quitters.
And then for me, there's another one for me, it says, I heart Bruce Wayne.
I love Bruce Wayne. That is nice.
And I guess because it's kind of a gay thing, on the other side, it just says D.O.T.
Wow.
Hang on to that.
That's
one.
A stalker fan right D-O-T, there.
Which, remember, Do Our Thing, that's, which is the thing that those boys in high school.
Somebody remembered that and obsessed on it. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Robbie. Yeah. Here you go. Rob Spiewak. This guy made a sign for you. This one says, hate equally.
With an equal sign under it.
Uh-huh. And then on the other side, it says,
buy American, be American.
Right.
I'm going to love that.
Okay. Here's another one for you, Rob. This one says, I heart Gene Rayburn.
Oh, that's nice.
See, the guy put a little thought into this.
Yeah, right.
How about the other side?
White power.
White power.
Oh, my God.
White power.
That's great, because my old white power sign is getting wore out.
And without the sign, who can tell?
Hold on a second. No, wait. Hold on. About well-spoken black people?
Good luck.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just talking about how they say somebody in the NFL is well-spoken.
Right.
Or any athlete, yeah.
It's just going ahead and flipping it around. And a lot of times you hear somebody has, like, deceptive speed, maybe like Wayne Corbett.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Means he's
Hold on.
He's sneaky quick. No, you're right. And what they're saying is there's no way that a white guy can run as fast as a brother. That Brandon Stokely of the Colts.
He's from my hometown right here.
You are right. He's deceptively quick.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Moves, and you know what they want to say? Moves you wouldn't expect from a white man.
Right,
but they don't
right.
say, you know, right. moves that you wouldn't expect with someone from his athletic background.
That's great.
Yeah. All right, man, great show. I was just calling to chime in with that one.
Can I just tell you something?
Let's have it.
You're very well spoken.
Oh, wonderful.
Good job.
And deceptively spoken.
Deceptively spoken.
Thank you. And now I'll speak to you as your friends would.
Mm-hmm. What happened now, brother? I heard you on the Don's and Mike show.
You got to keep practicing.
Hello there.
Not quite there.
Hello there.
You got to keep practicing.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Keep killing me.
Beth Ann, hello there. Very well spoken. Beth Ann is very well spoken, and she's deceptively fast.
Hold on. We've got for Joe, we've got Forget It.
Forget It, I'm halfway home.
And
what's on the back side of that one?
I love Schedule 3 narcotics.
That's a good sign.
And hold on. Oh, there's, let me see, two for Beth Ann. Here you go. Here's one that says,
all thonged up.
Hey, all right. And the other side says,
petting, but only to a point. Right.
Then the other Beth Ann McBride sign says,
I love you both equally.
Her dog and her daughter.
That's nice.
And then,
Dick.
A tribute, obviously, to Richard Nixon.
The name, of course. Like, the name in quotation marks.
The guy took some popsicle sticks and.
Yeah. Oh, Asshat. Is that for me?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Where is that one, Mike?
I like Asshat. That one. Yeah.
Asshat.
And on the other side, it says,
visit Homer.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
What?
No, I liked him up until that point.
Really?
Did you see what he did?
No.
What? He spelled it wrong.
Oh. Oh, hold on.
I was so
again.
Happy.
It went by quickly.
I was so happy.
M-E-A-R-A.
Right, oh, right.
Yes, took is that a competitor's?
Right across the street. Right across the street. They've opened a knockoff.
That's how hot we are, baby. This guy put a hell of a lot of work and effort into this. We just want to say, you know, pal, you're a loser. Join a club or something.
Yes.
You know,
get a life, you please.
Know, read a book. Buy a television set, for God's sakes. But
they were funny.
These are cute little, like, almost like we're protesting.
Did a deceptively neat job with them.
There they go, and we'll just file those away. Thank you for those.
We're going to need those.
Hold on a second. What else did I get over the weekend here? Oh, yes. Jesus.
Oh. You got Jesus over the weekend?
Well, Mike, you know the J-Man is with me always.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I did a search on the Internet.
Co-pilot, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I keep forgetting. Anyway, I know Jesus is just all right with me.
Absolutely.
And there was a story in some newspaper online that I was reading over the weekend about some guy changed his name to Jesus Christ, and he's moved to another state, and they won't give him a driver's license with the name Jesus Christ on it because they're saying, listen, your real name is like, you know, Norman Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the name you were born with. That's the first time that the names Norman Chad and Jesus Christ have ever been mentioned together, right. Unless it was saying Jesus Christ. Norman Chad is a tool.
It's an ass hat.
Anyway, there are at least 17 Jesus Christs listed in the phone book in America.
Oh, fantastic.
So we'll take a second out now. We just have just a second to try to call. We'll make this a daily quest to try to call Jesus.
Calling Jesus. Oh, my God. What a thrill.
Now, Mike,
what
do you think...
a thrill.
Do you think Jesus lives in California, Georgia, Maryland, Maine, or Florida for this round of Let's Call Jesus?
I think Jesus... I've been there. I've been to the state for years. I've always called it God's country. I think Jesus lives in Maine.
Okay. Kind of knew that. You're a homer for Maine.
I'm a homer for Maine. Hi to all our friends that are listening on WZAN in Portland, Maine. An all affiliate right, that did not cancel us today.
Rob, can you...
Mike, I'm sorry he spelled your name wrong.
And thank Mike, you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Rob.
Mike, it's not they canceled us. They canceled the format.
Yeah.
And let's deal with the fact that they canceled our format in Buffalo for what is simply the latest format that's going to revolutionize radio as
right.
we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Jack FM.
Unbelievable.
It's so funny that we've been goofing on that and talking about that like over the last month that this is the latest fad that is sweeping America.
What you want to do when you have something completely original and unique with a hot talk format on an FM station, blow it up for some more stations playing music.
Uh-huh. You having any luck there?
First time it didn't go through, I just redialed.
And? Today's check on Jesus?
Takes a long time up there.
Hi, could I speak to Mr. Christ, please?
Christ.
Christ. Christ.
It's got to be Christ. His first name? His first name is Jesus.
Is Jesus there? Oh, hi. My name is Rob. I'm with CBS Radio.
Okay. All right, good.
Would you have a moment to come on the radio?
Reassuring.
With us?
All right. Every day we're going to
talk to Jesus on this show.
Yeah, I'll just put your voice on the radio and talk to our host.
Okay, here we go. Hey, there we go. Hey, this is neat.
You're right, Mike. Maine was the first one.
I told you you lived there. Anybody else you'd try wouldn't be home.
Mm-hmm.
He knew we were calling.
Can you hang on a second and come on the radio with us? Okay, hang on.
Oh, good.
Boy, you got a winner here. She's been mailing letters to Washington.
It's a she?
Yes.
Hello, Jesus?
Yes.
Is this Jesus Christ?
Yes, sir, it is.
Impossible. Impossible.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're a lady.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Well, now just hold on.
Unacceptable,
please,
Mike.
Suspend disbelief.
Yes.
Please explain.
No, Jesus has long, flowing hair like Bo Bice.
Don, what if you're wrong?
Jesus has a beard like Bo Bice.
What if you're wrong?
You have a beard?
Babe. Hello, ma'am. Hi. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. I did a search over the weekend for people named Jesus Christ.
How are you, Jesus?
What made you do the search?
Didn't God tell you?
I lost Jesus' number.
It's in the Ellsworth directory in Maine.
Yeah, in Maine.
In Maine, yes.
I knew Jesus lived in Maine.
That is, listen, were you born with the name Jesus Christ?
Well, more or less, yes. I was adopted when I was 8 months old.
Uh-huh.
And then 43 years ago, I discovered that my destination, for 43 years, I've made the claim that our family is the walking book of Revelations. It said Jesus would return and take a bride, and God has backed me for 43 years.
Wow.
Okay,
Jesus. Let me get to this whole apocalypse thing. Is that really going to happen, Armageddon, all that stuff, Jesus?
Well, I'm not sure at what the interpretation of that is. Everybody has their own.
Yeah.
And Jesus?
I think a lot of the things that we are going through right now is part of that. I think we are in the last days.
In the last days.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus. I was looking for.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus Christ. How many times I've said your name, never knowing you're abroad.
And residing up in this great state of Maine.
Yeah. Jesus, can you explain? Here's the one question I've always wanted to ask Jesus.
Right.
Can you explain to me the everlasting popularity of ABC funny man Jim Belushi?
Excellent question.
I've never heard of the man.
You created him.
Oh, I did?
In your image.
Oh, I did.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Hey, let me ask another question. How'd you get along with Mary? I mean, what, did you use the Wizinator or something? I mean, was there a device?
Well, I mean, it's Jesus. It's the Son of God.
Yes, but, Mike, okay.
Joseph would have had to...
Yeah.
Not
I'm
Jesus.
Sorry.
She got your Bible all mixed up now.
But regardless, Jesus was a man. You're right. Jesus came from
Hello?
Mary. You're right. Jesus came from Mary. Right.
No.
I was asking the wrong question, but you know where I was going was, how could that be Jesus? Jesus is a dude.
I think you got Jesus mad.
No, you didn't get
him. Jesus is still
there.
Oh,
a miracle.
I have two-way calling.
Where
are you guys from?
Washington, D.C. How many calls do you get a day, Jesus?
Huh?
How many calls a day do you get, Jesus?
Well, it depends.
Shouldn't you have, like unlimited infinity-way calling? Shouldn't Jesus have more than just two-way calling?
Not really.
Do you, how's your father doing?
Which one?
The
Are you
know, the
thinking of my spiritual father, yeah,
the
my
holy,
biological father,
the Holy Father,
the big guy.
Well, I think he's doing a lot better than we are.
How come you don't look like you do on the cross? How come you don't look like you do on the cross?
How do you know I don't?
Tough to argue that.
Like, listen.
Like,
to
are you wearing a you know? Are you wearing like a long beard right now?
No, I'm
you
not.
Know,
I'm
you know who I picture you as?
I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Have you ever seen those ladies on Conan O'Brien sometimes?
No, I don't watch TV very much.
You ever seen Sue Johansson?
No.
She's on Conan all the time. She's like
yeah, I know you're doing
she's right. like the sexpert for this generation.
Sure. Right.
She's an old lady that loves talking about sex like Dr. Ruth used to.
Oh, okay. She's fascinating.
Except she has a shorter hair. She's much more to the point, more descriptive than Dr. Ruth ever was.
Jesus, do you have any
Are you gentlemen really radio announcers?
Yes, we are, and I have a
you
question.
You certainly don't give me a good impression of radio announcers.
Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh. Please don't put us down. Jesus, can I ask you a question?
You can ask. I don't have to answer.
Okay.
If it's sensible, I'll answer. If it isn't, I'll ignore it.
Jesus, do you have any prophecies for us?
Well, one thing, I think that this country is on its way down, and I think things are going to get very much worse in the very near future.
Great. Can you give me a date on that?
I wrote, no. Nobody knows a time or place.
Right.
I wrote a letter to the president. and I informed him that
Jesus, you're Jesus. Why don't you just, like, teleport to his brain?
Because his brain does not commune with God, I'll tell you. He claims to be a Christian, but his actions calls him a liar.
Wow. Hey, Jesus, that came from Jesus.
Who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble, ma'am?
Give you a big thumbs up, Jesus.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, ma'am?
Huh?
Who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
I don't really know of any that I would say I resemble.
Do you resemble a granny from the Beverly Hillbillies?
No, I'm not that old.
I'm good.
I don't know, because I don't know how old she was, the character she was.
How about one of the Golden Girls?
No.
Not that old.
Do you have gray hair?
No, I don't. All my daughters do, but I don't.
How old? Do you have daughters?
Huh?
And that you have daughters?
Yes, I had 11 children. I had 11 doctors tell me I couldn't have any children without major surgery.
Wow. And then all those.
I ended up with 11 children.
Wow. All those daughters are named Christ?
No.
No.
Christ.
And most of them have been married.
Oh, really? They've been married. How do they feel about their mother saying she's Jesus Christ?
They think I'm crazy.
Oh, really? And are you Jesus?
Most of the world did 40 years ago, but now they're sitting on a fence wondering if they should be my best friend or my worst enemy.
Oh, no, I am. Goodness. Are you crazy, Jesus?
No.
You're not.
Let me ask you this.
I'm trying to live in a world with a reality attitude, and most of the world doesn't know what reality is anymore.
Hey, Jesus, were you surprised that old guy won Survivor?
What?
Were you surprised?
Stevie.
Were you surprised that Tom won Survivor?
No, I don't watch it. I don't know anything about it.
Is there any TV show that you watch, Jesus?
There are a few.
What do you enjoy?
I used to watch, when they had good movies on.
Right.
I used to watch, like, Genie in the Bottle and Bewitched.
I Dream of Genie.
Okay, yeah. All right. Very good.
I like Bonanza.
Bonanza.
I watch that occasionally now.
Okay, so you watch Bonanza. You like the old classic TV shows.
I liked it when they had the senses, when they didn't need it. Now we need it and we don't have it.
No. Listen, you're Jesus Christ. Why don't you fix it? I mean, it's not your job to sit here and tell us what's wrong. Not with that. Couldn't you, like, I've seen the painting of you with the lightning coming out of your finger. Couldn't you just go?
God can do that. I'm only a child of God. I'm not God.
You're
God's,
a child of God.
God's only son.
You don't have the powers.
Even though you're a woman.
But I tell you, through all of this, talking to this woman, I find that I'm liking Jesus.
Me too.
Yeah.
I have a business card, and on it it says, my philosophy is, it says, this is not a dress rehearsal. Live one moment at a time with love, respect, responsibility, truth, fact, and common sense.
Do you wear a Star Trek uniform?
No.
Good. No, she's sensible.
Does it suck having your birthday so close to Christmas?
Well, according to my Bible, Christ was born on February 4th, and it's a King James Version, which is accepted by 85% of the world.
Right, yes, the King James Bible.
When you go shopping, do you just buy loaves and fishes?
No.
Okay. What does Jesus like to eat?
If you would give me your address, I would send you some of the information that I have.
Good. Jesus, what did you enjoy for breakfast this morning?
This morning?
Yes.
I had one egg, a slice of soy ham, and fried potatoes.
So, Jesus, you're a health food eater?
I sure am.
Good, wonderful.
It's the only way I can keep my weight down. At 4'11", that's quite a problem, I'll tell you.
Oh, you're a little pipsqueak, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But you're Jesus.
I'm the runt in the family.
Oh, hold on.
I am finding myself more and more liking Jesus.
Yeah.
What a friend we have.
And Jesus. Jesus, what kind of car do you drive, Jesus?
I don't drive any right now.
Do you fly?
My last car was a 1990 Dodge Dynasty.
Ripped up. So you haven't had a car for a long time. Jesus.
Well, only since this fall when I had my knee operated on. I had not official knee put in.
Oh, now, come on. Please. Like, you couldn't just look at it and go, heal? Have you performed?
I might have been able to, but when God gets ready to do those things, he will do them. But in the meantime, we have to live with your idiotic world the way it is.
That's right. I knew calling Maine was a great idea.
Honey, listen, it's your dad that screwed up this world. Your dad. All your dad got to do is step in for 5 seconds. He could fix the problems in this world.
He gave the world the way to live, and they decided to live under their own regime.
Free will.
No, I want to tell you, no,
that's right.
No, but your dad, here's what your dad doesn't do. Your dad doesn't, like, go to the jerks in Iraq and the jerks that are terrorizing and killing people around the world. Where's your free will there, huh?
People that is doing that.
I know, but your dad could take care of it. Your dad could wipe them out in an instant.
There is a time pattern. When he's ready, he will.
Hey, Jesus, how old are you?
I turned 70 in January. I got 25 grandchildren and 15 greats.
Jesus. Wow. May I ask you a terribly personal question?
Well, you can ask it.
May I ask the last time that you had that time of the month?
Why?
I'm just curious. I'm curious if you're really Jesus, if you had the regular cycle of a regular woman, or
if she had kids, she had to.
When I was younger.
Yes, well, I'm curious when she had her final one.
Are you able to remember that?
Memory's not that good.
I think she said at her age, her memory's not that good.
Did you see the Mel Gibson movie about you?
No, I haven't seen it.
Do you intend to see it, The Passion of You?
If God wants me to see it and it comes up so I can, yes.
But why? And when they say The Passion of the Christ, are you ever referred to as the Christ?
No.
Jesus' final question. Why did our station in Buffalo change format today to Jack FM?
I don't know.
Yeah, is there anything you could do? We lost an affiliate in Buffalo today. Is there anything you could do about that, Jesus?
Could you pray on that for us?
Maybe like
I can pray on it.
Can you smite somebody?
You'll get the results you want, but you might get some results.
Can we pray on it right now together? Okay, here we go. Dear Jesus, please allow our show to be brought back to Buffalo.
We had no reason being taken off in Buffalo, and we wish to come back.
And most merciful Jesus and wonderful God, whoever made that decision, please give them a very painful and unforgettable death.
Like falling off a cliff.
No, you don't want to. You don't want to wish bad luck on your enemies. You want to wish good luck.
No, these are not our enemies. Well, no, these are our enemies. They're our bosses.
Yeah,
but
they are.
But yeah.
Where are you now?
In Washington, D.C.
You're in Washington?
In hell. Yes. Anyway, Jesus, to conclude this poem, whoever made this decision on WBUF in Buffalo.
Finish your poem, JC.
Probably some of your money people. I bet if you could check and get the facts, which you can.
Well, I've already identified as
probably five people own everything in this country.
It's corporate America. No. How about
to get people to go away from big
business. Hold on, everybody. I've got a question. Do you refer to yourself as the Son of God?
No. The Bride of God.
The Bride of God.
Hey.
Sounds like a horror movie.
Incest is best. Roll your own. What the hell's going on here? Well, like you have sex.
In the Bible, it's
you have
that
sex
Jesus
with God.
Will come back and take a bride, and that's the claim I've made for 43 years.
So, have you had sex with God?
No, not hardly. No.
All right. So, you're the Bride of God?
Yeah, Bride of Jesus. God. God is the spirit that holds
us. Hold on. Are you your own bride? You're married to yourself, honey?
No.
But you're Jesus. You're Jesus, yes or no?
I'm the bride of Jesus.
Well, I guess the question is, if you're Jesus, how can you be the bride of Jesus?
No, the question is, if she's the bride of Jesus, where is Jesus?
He's in Brooklyn, believe it or not.
He's in Brooklyn.
I knew it.
Fantastic. Right.
So you're not Jesus, but we'll call your brother or your friend.
If
your
you
lover,
would give
Jesus.
Me your address, I will send you some of the material that I have, I have given to Washington.
Give her Michael Hughes' home address,
We will give you all the information, and can you get us the real Jesus' phone number?
Not right at the moment, no.
How come you didn't tell us 10 minutes ago that you're a faker Jesus?
Well, this is Mrs. Jesus. I wish she told us that right away.
Are you married to the guy in Brooklyn?
Yes.
You're the bride of Jesus. And is he listed as Jesus Christ?
No. Our listing is here at my apartment.
How long have you been married?
43 years.
Is he still your husband?
Oh, yes.
Do you still live in the same house?
No, he travels.
Oh, he travels.
Do the kids keep in touch with Dad or not at all? Do they think he's nuts, too?
Well, they're undecided at this point. As my middle daughter, Betsy Ross, said, I may not believe the way you do, but I got to give you credit for sticking to it for 43 years.
43 years you've been saying
Betsy Ross?
That's about Jesus.
I'm
getting ready
Mary
to make
Todd.
A flag.
Oh, good.
And it's got the lighthouse.
Oh, we
Statue
got one
of Liberty.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah. Two hearts. I think, and Liberty Bell.
I think whenever we have.
Right.
What do we refer to you as when we if you are the bride of Jesus?
Well, some people call me Jesus. Some call me JC.
Can I call you Mrs. C?
Some call me Mrs. Christ. Yeah.
Mrs. Christ.
Christ
of Jesus.
Well, this has just been the first in a segment of calls on our show called Let's Call Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we're glad that we got a hold of you in Blue Hill, Maine.
Right.
Thank you for...
You live in Blue Hill?
You don't want any material sent to you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Please. Hold on. You're going to talk to... Well, we run a youth outreach ministry here on the show, and you're going to talk to a girl who we just took off the streets just a couple of weeks ago. She's had a life of nothing but prostitution, but she's turning it around now. Her name is Beth Ann McBride.
She's a good girl.
She's been with thousands of men, but she tells us she's ready to turn over a new leaf.
I'm sure you'll enjoy speaking with her. And thank you, Mrs. Christ.
And don't worry, whatever she's got, you can't catch it down the telephone.
Mrs. Christ?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you so much.
You can't get rid of me that easy.
Thank you so much for being here.
A lot of people have tried, believe me.
Right. Okay, Jesus.
All enjoy your supper.
70. Hope it's not her last.
Last supper. Yeah. Thanks. Hold on, Jay. Hold
Jay.
On. There you go.
That's right. Terrific. And
okay, well.
Boy, when I go on my little summer vacation,
you
I
know
might,
where that town is?
Yes, I do. I know that town well. That's very close to, you know.
Is that a small town?
It's a very small town.
Do you think she has a lot of cats?
She does.
I bet you can't even get through the front yard without stepping on one.
Rob, they're called disciples.
I will continue this on tomorrow's show as we try to get closer to Christ.
Wow.
Maybe we'll call her husband, or we'll call another one of the guys. You know,
he's in Brooklyn.
There is a Jesus Christ in Atlanta as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but there's only one Mrs. Christ, and we got her today.
All right, thank you. JC, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tonight,
this is the Don and Mike Show. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity.
Yeah.
The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. And have some fun in The Groove Room. The Groove Room. Rated X for adults. From Independent International.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's had it up to here with the likes of you people.
Here to shepherd you through your afternoon, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. www.donandmikewebsite.com. Official website for our show, and every day in the month away, May, giving away a trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of FlyEye.com.
And what happens in Vegas stays,
Independence Air.
Vegas.com.
Don't forget the happy bags when you fly Independence Air. I don't know what's going on at this company. However, I'm reading now about the Jack format that's taken over our station in Buffalo.
Sweeping the nation.
Which is, you know, bad. We've talked about it. If you're still hearing the show in one of the cities that we still broadcast to, you probably don't give a rat's ass. But I just think it's interesting the way that the company still is so afraid of Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, the station in Buffalo has changed to Jack.
Right.
Except for Stern's show. That they're going to keep running his show, right? Because it's a typical Infinity half-ass decision.
Right, not all the
way. I mean, come on, if you're going to do it like you did in Baltimore and you're going to blow out the Steve Rouse, who didn't deserve to be fired, but they fired him because they're going to start the new station.
Right.
This station, listen, this has been our hang-up the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. We've had a bunch of stations that we were signed on to because the company was trying to appease Howard Stern. Like, we got a clear in Fresno on an FM station. We got a clear in Austin. We got a clear in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened is these people, they all realize that Stern is leaving sometime between now and the end of the year.
Right.
And they say, well, screw it. We're just dumping everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this is just, you know, what's going on? What do we got to do? Listen, we'll never be Howard Stern in this company. We will never be looked at as Howard Stern.
No.
We've never had the success that Howard Stern has had, so I'm not going to get into that whole thing. But it's just friggin' ridiculous to think that a guy who has no ties left to this company except working out his contract can manage to stay on the air during an entire format change in Buffalo. Now, my only point is we ain't going anywhere. We like working here. We're under contract to work here.
Mm-hmm.
We like being on in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine if you called Howard Stern and you said, how do you feel about being on in Buffalo? He'd say, probably the way I feel about a pimple on my ass.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a big deal. I'm very surprised.
He wouldn't care, yeah, which is why I'm...
And it's concerning me now.
I'm pissed to read this. After months, 6 months as an FM talker, I guess we were on that station when they still played records, right?
Yeah.
It was talk, then music, then talk, mm-hmm. then music. So it's only been all talk for 6 months. Infinity's WBUF Buffalo today became the latest of the company stations to adopt the Playing What We Want eclectic format,
right.
92.9 Jack FM. WBUF had been running a host of syndicated programming since moving to a mix of FM talk and rock. The Howard Stern Show will remain in Morning Drive throughout the remainder of his contract with Infinity. With the change to Jack FM, WBUF drops. Don and Mike, Brother Weeze, says goodbye to evening host Dom Likas and Loveline.
Mm-hmm.
So, all those shows, including us, get the big screw job mm-hmm. in Buffalo.
But meanwhile, the guy that's, jumping ship.
The guy that ain't going to be here 6 months from now
right.
and doesn't care.
Right.
And, you know, I know we've said bad stuff about Tom Likas and everything, but I'm sure he's not pleased about this.
No, I don't think so.
Wouldn't think so.
All of these shows, Loveline, Us, this guy, Brother Weeze, Tom Likas, we all had numbers going in Buffalo. We all, here's the difference. We all liked being on this FM station in Buffalo. So what they do is, and it's their sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they want to tear up the radio station and go to the format of the month, Jack FM, that's fine. But why is so afraid of Stern? I mean, if you're going to do it, go all the way and get rid of his show, too. And if
here's what we don't know.
And if you're not going to get rid of his show, then why don't you keep us on, too?
Right. Here's what we don't know. We don't know how far up the corporate ladder this goes. These decisions can come from up top. They can come from the local guy. You never know what the genesis of something like this is. And you know what? Who knows? You might have a guy that flipped this format because he thought it's the thing to do, and he said, well... But I want to have a presence in the morning.
No.
You know, I mean, who the hell knows?
I don't know.
But it does suck. It sucks because we were having success there.
But it's just more.
And it sucks that we're all getting the screw job, and we are with the company. And meanwhile, you know,
yeah,
the guy jumping ship,
Mr. Satellite Radio, getting ready to leave.
Loyalty. Mm-hmm.
There you go. And this whole company's got major, major issues.
Huge issues.
With keeping the people that they have that are still working here a little motivated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God, I've understood it the 15 years we've worked here. You know, everything revolves around Howard. That's
right.
Great. He wants to leave. He's leaving. He said he's leaving. They delete out every time he says Sirius Satellite Radio.
Right.
You know, Christ. So what are we doing here in Buffalo? What are you worried about? Are you worried that you're going to get him mad? Because you're going to have to pay his contract either way.
Right.
So what, are you worried that you're going to piss him off? You're worried that you're going to piss his listeners off? What, his listeners are more important than the listeners of our show or any other show on that station?
Well, I mean, I think we speak with a bigger stick up there because we're talking about afternoon drive there.
It's just ridiculous.
It's the other significant day part, and it's the day part that they just kissed goodbye, even though we had good numbers right there.
And this is a whole phenomenon that we've come to deal with the whole time we've worked at Infinity. I just think...
Every now and then one stops you, though, when you pay attention to one of them.
And this is one that does. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. This guy's got, what, two ratings books left before he leaves? I understand it. You're right. You want to change the format on the station. That's okay. But you're going to keep the talk morning show. Why? Because you're afraid you're going to piss off the guy? Who's
a lot of sense.
You know, we still like working here.
Yeah.
We'd like to be on in Buffalo. Why don't you take a tape of our show and play it the next morning in Buffalo?
Right.
Because at least we care about being on in Buffalo.
Right.
And I don't know if Howard cares or not. I'd like to know the deal you got to get when you spend a year on the radio saying how you hate your boss, and then you assign a job to go work at another place, and you spend a year talking about it,
mm-hmm.
and the company that you're leaving, in essence, it's like you're married to one woman, and you say to her, I found somebody who's so much better than you, looks better than you, screws better than you, loves me, I can't wait to leave your ass. And then she says, I'm going to make you the best dinner you've ever had.
Yeah, right?
That's
right.
Exactly.
That's a good comparison. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
It really, really doesn't.
I mean, I know I'm splitting hairs here.
No, and the bottom line is, and we have to tell our listeners this too, does it affect us personally? No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. Not the way things are set up now. But the fact is, it affects us emotionally. And it does because we had a good thing going up there. That was an affiliate that we liked the feedback we got. We liked being on there. It was a big radio station. And it did shoot us all over the area up there in upstate New York. And it also, shot into Canada. And we had those goofy Canadian listeners that called our
stupid friggin' company.
It just doesn't make sense. Nothing. But does anything make sense here?
No. No, no, nothing.
I mean, really?
Nothing makes sense.
Is anything logical?
No.
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 And is there any communication?
No.
No.
You were asking how far up the corporate ladder. I'm guessing halfway because that's how we do things.
Yeah.
Halfway.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Halfway.
Halfway. I mean, I'm...
All right, so we're gonna blow up this whole station, but we're going to keep Howard. Just till the end of the year.
Makes sense.
Because, we don't want to piss him off.
No.
Because,
who knows? And really... Who knows what the mindset was? Maybe that was a directive from corporate. I think it's crazy enough in this environment that might have happened.
All right, but then why is it a directive from corporate? Why are they worried about the guy that's leaving?
That's a great question. Why is the guy that's leaving, it's a mystery to me.
There's a lot of things in this company that are just backwards, upside down, can't make sense, heads or tails of them.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And it's not even as far away as Buffalo. Well, it's as close as right here in River City.
Mm-hmm.
How about this station? How about what's going on here?
Oh, absolutely.
How about what's going
on
here?
No communication, no idea that the people that are here, what the future holds.
This station, on the other hand, has no problem chopping off Stern's show at 9:45.
Right.
So the junkies can start at 10.
Mm-hmm.
So there I'm getting a mixed message. Because on one hand, the company says, well, we got to do what we got to do. We're going to cut your show off. On the other hand, in Buffalo, they say, well, we're starting a whole new format, but we got to keep the guy that's going to be leaving in a couple of months.
Right.
Right?
It is so confusing. It just, I don't get it.
Jesus Christ. I had a conversation with Hughes, what I thought was a decent conversation, last week at some point, about having a passion for working in radio and having a passion for working where we work, and how there is really just a lack of, not that I'm a rah-rah guy, but there's just a friggin' lack of camaraderie.
It's sad.
That is swept into this radio station, and you got so many disc jockeys who, if given the chance, could just work together. But no, you've got the junkies thinking that they want to get mornings, and their contract is up in October. And you got Ron and Fez, and their contract is up whenever their contract is up. And they're coming over, and they're giving us handies, saying, guys, listen, no matter what happens, you're the ace in the hole. And all everybody really wants to know is, what the hell's going to happen in 6 months?
And nobody knows.
And why are we waiting until the last minute? Then on top of it, we got these jerks, these absolute hacks on our station in Baltimore. These super hacks, these junkie ripoffs, and they're up there trashing us on a regular basis. I got news for you boys, too, because you love talking about inside radio so much. I guarantee you MFers this. I don't care how long I'm working here. Mike and I are stuck in afternoons forever. You'll never work at this station, you bastards, and someone should have told you where to get off a long time ago. You no-talent hacks.
Never had a chance to hear those guys, but I understood that they kind of lied to my face.
Yeah, and you're surprised by that. And the thing is, the company, and listen, I knew about this last week. Here's my point. These guys were trashing us, more specifically, very brave, trashing my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that she's on the show, so she's a public figure.
That is brave.
So we get a bunch of emails and calls about it. We decide we're not going to even deal with it, okay? Somebody says, do you want anything? I said, no, because that's a Howard Stern move.
Right.
It's a Howard Stern move to say, you're banned from saying so-and-so's name. But common freaking sense would say to these guys, this is all related to how we are dealt with and other people are dealt with in this company.
Mm-hmm.
Howard, who's already told them, screw you, I'm leaving,
right,
he's still getting his way.
Of course.
For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of no-tack, jerk-off hacks up in Baltimore who are lucky to have a radio show middays, who should be kissing their ass that they're even in radio. They spend big amounts of their time trashing us. And no one from our Baltimore clusters got the balls to go up to that room and say, hey, listen, guys, you know, I know you think you're cool, but why don't you shut the frig up and just do a good show? Because you're gonna start a friggin' radio war. And you think it's so funny. Oh, a radio war is great. A radio war is funny. No, it's not. It's not funny because when we have a radio war, we fight to win a radio war. Jerks. This whole stupid company. Sorry, I'm back on this again.
Well, right, you know what, man? I tell you, somebody's got to say it. And really, the communication lines around here, more people walking around here that don't know what the hell is going on at this radio
station. I don't need to have my ass kissed by anybody. I got a big enough paycheck, and God damn knows I got a big enough ego. I can live with it. Here's what I can't live with. Living at a place, at a company, that has its priorities so out of friggin' whack, that treats people, and I'm not talking about us, I'm talking about people like Johnny Dark and Steve Rouse and Brother Weeze and all these people at these Infinity stations, getting screwed over. This company's taking anybody that gives half a rat's ass about radio and treating them like crap, and on the other hand, Stern, the golden goose, who they're so, you know, on one hand in love with and on the other hand petrified of. Nobody in this company is having an honest discussion about what's going to happen in 6 months when this dude leaves.
I mean, if they are, they're not talking to anybody that's involved with that.
And here's the strife that they're causing internally at this station. You have the junkies, these other guys. They want the morning show. They read in the newspaper. They're hot stuff. They had a good ratings book. They want the morning show. You've got the night guys. They want a shift. They want middays or they want afternoons. Hell, this company has approached us and had meetings and lunches with us about, yeah, we'll move you to mornings, we'll move you to mornings. Here's the deal. I'm sure we're like all the other disc jockeys. We're fine anyway. But right now, the management has made us all against each other.
Absolutely.
Divide and conquer.
There's more paranoia around here now than there has been since we've been here.
I mean, there was a ratings party last week. The only disc jockeys that showed up were me and Mike. And we got the worst attitude of anybody that works here. And we're the only ones that showed up.
It's,
and we suck!
It's
you know what I mean? As human beings, we suck.
But it's just, it's so confusing. I've never in my entire career
been
somewhere where I didn't know where anybody stood.
And this company, you can't find anything from anybody in this company because they'll say things are great, the future's so bright, hang in there. Future looks bright.
Hey, you know what?
Jesus Christ, you're flipping stations left and right. You're firing people left and right.
I trust no one.
You know, you've got crap going on with these hacks up in Baltimore, and you come to me and you say, hey, listen, if you say anything about it, all you're doing is dignifying it. You know, that's what a loser says. That's what a loser says. Jesus Christ, stupid, no-talent hacks. Get back to those asswipes. You want to talk about my wife? Call the show. Call right now. I'll put you on the air. Let's talk. You got nothing to fill except how bad we suck? Call up. Because none of your bosses have got the balls to tell you. We've been doing it longer than you ever have with more success than you'll ever have. So until you've won at least one game in the big leagues, shut the frig up. Hacks, Buffalo. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what started the whole thing is Buffalo, New York. A radio station where we had success, where there were other shows that had success. Those shows out the door.
Right. But Howard's still on.
Of course.
Got to keep the franchise. Got to keep that. Got to keep, you know why? Because that's short term. Got to keep that money coming into the fourth quarter. Sure. You know that's true.
I know.
You know that's true.
I know.
God damn, you know it's true.
Every penny.
That even passed.
It would be a real good idea for management at this radio station and in this company to communicate with people. There is an atmosphere of secrecy that exists here now where people don't know where they stand.
Why would that be, Mike? The company's only changed 17 formats in the last two business weeks and given all of those staffs around the country no information at all about what's happening.
We are technically in the communications business, but they put communications in quotation marks.
Yeah. Right.
Just to let you know they don't really have to communicate. Just to the letter of the law.
Have you ever seen a place where people felt more uneasy than they do right now?
No, and at every level. And the reason,
XL FM.
The reason that I reference Stern is a lot of people around this station are feeling uneasy because they don't know what's going to happen when he leaves. It's like if you're running a football team and Tom Brady is going to go to another team, do you think you would go to the Patriots and say, well, listen, one of you guys is going to be the quarterback. We're not really sure. Ah, you know what? We'll worry about it the day before the first game.
Or you're going to bring in another quarterback.
Yeah.
Right. You know what? And you said it too. We don't care. Just make a decision. Right. Let people know what the future holds.
Because it makes things uncomfortable around here. It's more
sure
just
as
the,
does.
It's more of the half-assed, hands-off, we won't do anything, we'll just react and see what happens. Management style around here that just kiss my ass. Seriously. Jesus. Thank God we had Jesus on.
Oh, you know, that's going to do well for us.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Speaking to Mrs. Christ.
Hello.
Pay off. Hey, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
I wanted to set the record straight about the guys up in Baltimore.
Please don't. Please don't set any record straight. I've heard an MP3.
Well, they have always said nice things.
Oh, BS. BS. How about, listen, I could get incredibly petty with you, but I won't.
Okay.
I'll give you a couple of examples. If you want, I'll bring you the MP3. Mike O'Mara's impressions suck. They all sound the same. Dawn of time. How about all the throwaway, love you, Frida. Love you, Bart.
Don, that wasn't them. That was a guest.
Right. That was, hold on, ass. That was a comedian. Now we're going to get into another entire area of this, but I'd be glad to. There was a comedian who's on the Opie and Anthony show, and there are more hacks who used to work at this company. Here's the thing. Those no talents in Baltimore have done this for a long time before they had this comedian on. And anytime you got anybody on your show that's saying something that's not cool, you say, hey, knock it off.
Otherwise, you agree with them.
Well, I've been a listener from the beginning of
Please.
That show.
No.
And I've never, ever heard them say anything but
well, then,
things about you.
Then I guess tomorrow I'll bring in the MP3. And then you'll be proven a liar.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm injecting.
You're goddamn right you are.
Yeah, let's consider the source. Please inject.
You're goddamn right you are. There were those guys in Baltimore. That's a separate issue, the guys in Baltimore. Hello, Don and Mike show.
And they're playing that game, right, too? They're playing the game, hey,
what's going on?
We don't say anything bad about you.
Right.
They kind of say they
kind
of well, it's radio, boys.
Hello.
It doesn't work that way.
Hey, good rant, Don.
Well,
I got a question for you, Mike.
What?
How about a pony update?
A pony? Like Hershey?
Like your pony. I haven't heard anything about the pony in months.
All right, I've been bad. I haven't been paying attention to the pony. I do talk to the pony, the other guy that I own the pony with that has the farm. He says the pony is looking great and the pony is very healthy.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
That's good. I should take the kids out to see the pony.
There you go.
I will take them out to see the pony. I'm not a bad father, okay?
Hold on. Who said you're a bad father?
I did.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
All right.
Let me see if I could even pull this thing up right now, some of this audio. Hold on.
Hershey has a small role in Flicka. The dedication.
Okay. Hold on a second.
That's right.
Hold. Oh, here we go. No, you know what? I can't get... Damn it, I can't get audio through this computer. There you go, though. This is from... Thank God we got a website. I only got like 8,000 of these. This was sent on Friday. Hi, Don and Mike, or whoever is reading this. Please enjoy the following MP3 recorded today on Live 105. Want to know how you feel about Big O and Dukes making negative comments about you, particularly Mike's impressions, saying he sucks, and your show in general, then permitting a comedian to bust on you guys and Frida ad nauseum. Not the first time. It would be an unfortunate event if blah, blah, if the radio gods decided to lose the faithful lightning, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. You know, we only got like 50 emails at our website about those creeps.
You know, the thing I'm guilty of is really not paying that much attention to people like this. Hold on about them. I was going to say, I met these guys when the Junkies first came to work here, and they did a meet and greet out at my restaurant, and I think I met these guys, but I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And because these were the guys, apparently, they were, and now they're pulling this. So I don't know what kind of game they're playing.
A day last week when we took the high road. Let me talk to Joe about how many calls we got about that.
Sure, hold a second. Joe.
Hello?
Hey, that day those idiots in Baltimore were doing, how many calls?
Oh, we get calls every week, you know.
About them?
Yeah.
What does the average, you know, little brain have to say?
Exactly what you're saying, which is they make fun of Frida and they make fun of you guys. And then, you know, then you have people st- sticking up for them. I don't even know why they would bother.
So what is the game going on here? Because every time
you know
we bring it up,
the game is
that you get a guy calling like that that's saying, hey, they really like you guys. Is that a plant or what?
No, they do it that two-phase, hey, those guys are great. And I know what those guys want. Those guys desperately want to work at this station.
Right.
Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen.
Okay?
Ain't going to happen.
You know, and it's the same attitude that's always been there when that happens in this company.
Right.
Because there ain't nobody minding the store.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Love you guys.
Thanks.
I've listened to you for a long time.
Thanks.
Hey, you guys have nothing to worry about. Once Howard leaves, you guys are going to come out on top.
Here's the thing. You're right. Although we're fine either way, as Mike indicated, it's just a level of uncertainty at this radio station and other Infinity stations. That's ridiculous.
And then it's compounded by something like this up in Baltimore.
Hello.
It's an irritation.
Tension
instead of camaraderie.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, guys, how you doing today? I love you guys. I just want to say that I have heard the Big O and Duke show, and they call you schlubs all the time. They say stupid things. And that no talent Dukes, he used to be a stalker that used to follow around, and he used to stalk the sports junkies way back in the day.
Well, no, I understand that their show is like an imitation of the junkies. That's fine. Imitation's the most sincerest form of flattery.
Mm-hmm.
But really, dudes, you got anything to say to me or to Mike about my wife or about Mike's ability? Be a man. Mm-hmm. Call the show. Don't be a two-faced coward going out to Mike's restaurant kissing his ass.
If it was those guys. I mean, I really was kind of, I thought that you know, I met those guys, and I remember I came to you and said that. These are guys, and you said, hey, well, I've heard that they do this, and man, now that I hear it's true, that pisses me off.
But listen, they are nothing on the food chain.
No, but don't walk up to me. Seriously, and if these guys are listening, don't walk up to me in my own joint and pretend, if you're going to sit there in the next and be that two-faced, where you come on and you're trashing us on your radio show. I'd trash you, but I've never had the pleasure of listening to one syllable.
Oh, you will tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the tapes tomorrow. These jerks. Losers. Idiots.
You want to give them our cum?
Wannabe.
You want to give them our listeners?
See, this is what Hughes said to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do you...
Well, no, I mean, I don't mind talking about them, but I don't think we should play their tape on the show.
Oh, I think you got to hear it. I mean, it'll piss you off. It's like we've been attacked before. At least we've been attacked by a guy who has some talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Love the show, man.
Thanks.
Hey, Mike, I think you're talking about the guys who went to Seattle that were in Baltimore. I don't know if you're talking about the current guys.
Maybe I'm right. I might have been totally...
Are you talking
about
Miles and whatever that Miles and that?
Maybe it was those guys.
Yeah, Miles. Yeah, I think it was them.
Yeah, you know what I do? You know what do I listen? And I don't want to sound.
Those guys were cool.
I don't want to sound smug or arrogant, but
really?
I don't pay attention.
Really?
I really don't pay enough attention. If somebody's coming up there being nice, I was like, hey, it was a nice conversation. Yeah. If it's those other guys, fine. Then no problem.
Here's an update. Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, when you get into the specifics of those midday guys, they're dumping you up in Baltimore.
Hey, that's good. That's good that they're protecting them.
Yeah, because they are the future.
That's really good.
Wow!
Because we finally respond.
Wow!
We finally respond.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Hold on. Hold on. Here's another call.
Oh,
hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say the same exact thing as those guys. They dumped out a little earlier when you were talking about Vegas.
Yeah. Just remind you of them.
Yeah. And God forbid I said the same thing to Hughes. You know, now why is that? Why are those guys allowed to talk about us?
But
then when we talk, why? Because they're so scary important to the company?
I wish I could hear what you guys said.
I'll tell you where you can hear it. DonandMikeWebsite.com. I guarantee, this is not our most entertaining segment today, but I guarantee that this entire thing will be on our website at 8 o'clock tonight.
The truth will be heard.
You bet your ass.
After I'm done with the shop, I'll be right over there.
All right. Thank you, my friend. See you. Okay.
Think they'll dump that out, too, in Baltimore? When we're telling you to go to our website?
We'll mention it enough. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
I listen to those guys every day, and when they had that comedian on talking about you guys, the comedian was doing the talking, and they
haven't we already been through this?
And they let him.
Jesus Christ!
And we got a break. Our time is all screwed up now today. But
this is important.
This is a good pep talk. Let's go out there and kick some ass.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Let's hear it for Infinity. Candace and WBUF today, but Howard's still on. And really great news at Live 105. The schlubs,
maybe
the losers.
Maybe it's time, once again, to call that guy that knows the thing about that thing that we like to talk about.
Okay.
Every now and then.
All right.
Maybe it's about time again.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Maybe one more before the end. One more little flip before the end of the string, okay?
Okay.
Because F them. F them all. Man, I swear to God. Oh, dumping us. Dumping us.
I know.
No, not again. I don't
it's
think.
Freaking
I don't,
ridiculous.
Look, a preemptive. I don't think we let it happen this time.
I tell you what. Why don't we break it? Why don't we break it? You can make the call.
You got to be impressed by your worked up. You know?
Go ahead. Right. You're more motivated than I am.
All right. Look forward to chatting with you for the first time, Mr. Zier.
I dumped that out. I didn't know that was the man you were mentioning, Mike.
I was madder than you thought I was. Okay, I'll say the thing you thought I was going to say. Okay. Hello, Mr. Ephraim.
You're funny. Now that'll be good on an outtake album. That's really good.
Yeah.
But Mike had to be deleted for saying a name.
Wow.
For saying a name of someone who works in the radio business at another company. That ain't our rap, Mike.
Okay.
We're here, we're queer.
Yeah.
And we're way late.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, boy, there goes that rock band again.
That's not rock. It's okay if you only know three chords, but, God, put them in the right order.
That noise has been giving Nancy headaches all week. Then yesterday, her back broke out in scratch marks.
Well, I'll go over and straighten them out.
The Don and Mike Show. Pleased to be enjoying the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, if you go to donandmikewebsite.com, you're not going to probably follow this. We haven't had time to talk about it, but there's a couple of pictures up there.
Well,
you should see. One of them is of Paris Hilton.
Nice picture.
She's doing an ad for Carl's Jr.
Oh.
Out in California. It's on our website right now at donandmikewebsite.com. Look at that. Doesn't that make you want to...
She looks better than ever in that, doesn't she?
Eat a nice big burger.
I kind of like the way that one part of the bathing suit doesn't fit that well.
Yeah. And also, we got a picture up there today on the website of Lindsay Lohan, who swears that she's not like Ally McBeal losing weight.
Right.
Take a look at that.
That's scary. That's
scary,
yeah.
It looks like...
she's heading down to... who's that chick that used to date Jack Nicholson?
Laura
Flynn Boyle.
Laura Flynn Boyle.
She's heading into that territory.
Right.
And Laura Flynn Boyle now has gained weight back.
Back and probably looks better.
Yeah, that's relative.
Yeah.
Her getting weight back
this
is relative.
True.
She still is way, way skinny.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, in one of, I think it was the New York Daily News, Lindsay Lohan says, I'm just losing my baby fat. In fact, according to many people, I'm still a little overweight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what, though? That's my goal weight right there. Good for you, Mike.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
My goal is that burger that Paris Hilton That's all I got.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hello? Hey, man. I heard all that mess them guys was talking last week. I listen there every day.
Yeah. Listen, those guys have had their 5 minutes on our show, and here's all we've got to say. You want a radio war, boys? I don't think you know what one is really like. It started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it has started, and the only way it stops is just like with Jack Diamond.
Right.
The day that these two hacks call us up and say they're sorry, and they'll just shut their little bitch mouths.
Absolutely.
Okay. He's up here, it's HFS. They changed over to HFS.
And listen, Live 105, I'm not even listening to this guy. Mm-hmm. Live 105 in Baltimore?
Uh-huh.
Seriously, don't be dumping out what we say. We're not saying anything except what's happened on your radio station. If anything, I would have appreciated the same courtesy last week. But there was no need to show that last week, was there? But now there is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what are you going to come and say to when it gets to the higher-ups? Are you going to say, well, you know, you don't want to trash a show that's part of the same company? You don't want to do that. Not a show that's on the same station.
Yeah. Hey, how about that? Yeah, sell that.
Yeah.
Good luck. Sell that policy where you did it to us. Jerks. Jerks.
Just wait. It's been a long, you know, it's been a long time since we've had a radio fight. We're going to do our best to make this our most entertaining battle.
Amen.
Our most bloody battle and our most spectacular battle.
Very good.
It's been a long time.
And the two-faced nature of this is the real reason for
it. Bring it on. Right? Bring it on. Gotta find out a little bit about you boys.
Absolutely.
Besides the fact that you like saying everything that the junkies say.
Right.
Besides that you like saying it's money or hurting.
Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah. Gotta find out a little bit more about these boys, about that scary talent they got to open their big mouths. Yap about us, about how bad we suck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Well, as soon as me and Mike find out about you, I promise we'll talk about how bad you suck. Because unlike you knowing everything about us, we don't know anything about you.
We will.
So we're going to have to do a little research.
Find out the truth.
And I do mean little research. Just a tiny bit of research.
Just enough. Well, I know they're both midgets, right?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I mean, I'm serious. They are little guys.
Hello.
If they heard of me called dwarves.
Hi there.
Dwarves.
You're on the air.
Little people.
I just wanted to make a comment about Live 105.7 in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Okay, when they had Stern and... this Miles and Steve and you guys and Ron and Fez, it's good, but all they've done now is just turn into HFS, which didn't have any ratings in the first place.
Oh, but listen, let's be honest. That move has worked out for them. HFS at night has done great in the ratings on Live 105.
It's frustrating that it's only you and Stern left, and when Stern goes, it'll just be you guys, and I'll have to move to Virginia.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, welcome.
The way it's looking, we're only going to have one station left.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of room here.
Be this station. That is, unless Howard decides to stay after he goes to satellite.
Mm-hmm.
unless they decide it would piss him off too much to really take his show off once
he's
actually
going to another
quit.
Company.
Once he's quit and move somewhere else. You know, I bet, how much you want to bet that that's part of their contingency plan? That there are guys in the room going, well, we do have the tapes.
Yeah.
He has worked there for 15 years.
Who'd know? We could have the best of. We still own that product. Yes, it wouldn't be fresh, but my goodness, we could sustain that for 365 days.
It's cheap. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Just calling to let you know, man. Don't even sweat them guys in Baltimore. They tried to be Steve and Montgomery and Thrill and them when they left. And that's disrespectful what the station did to you. I remember
listen,
you
they're trying to be something they're not. They want to play in the world of the big boys with shock jocks. Boys, the thing you got is saying, my wife's a bitch. You want to talk about my wife? That's the best you can do?
Well, it's what's necessary, if that's the case, is to, you know, just find out. Find out more than we've ever found out before.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Hello, Don and Mike show. And urge some of our listeners to call those guys.
Absolutely.
Call them up. Yeah. But you got to do it real sneaky. Like, you know, don't call up and say, hey, you suck.
You know what to do.
Call up and say, hey, you guys are great.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys? Don and Mike, how are you?
We're okay.
Good. These guys, Big O and Duke, they suck. I think it's Oscar, the one they call Big O. His brother's like a freaking cosmetic surgeon, like, tours the world. Like, the rest of his family's successful. His dad's like
okay,
a...
Okay, don't need a bio. Don't need the kind of information.
Call us in the office, sir.
Don't need the bio on them.
And incidentally, I'd be curious to know, are we getting dumped in Baltimore while all this is going on?
Our big complaint right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, it's been so long since we've just been petty for almost an entire show.
Absolutely.
Hello.
It's fun to be petty, especially when they're dumping us.
Don and Mike show.
Dan and Mike,
yeah.
They are dumping you guys. You hear the delays. They're doing it real carefully, but I hope you bury these guys. My daughter called in a comment on the local band. They didn't like what she had to say. They called her all kinds of names off the air. I just hope you put these
off the air?
Off the air. They couldn't have said it on the air what they called her.
We can't condone that.
We've done it,
but we can't condone it.
Hey, and here's thank you, Rob. Hey, here's good news. They're running that show on this station.
Yeah, just on the weekend.
On Saturday night.
Oh, really?
That's good.
When did that start?
I guess how? When?
I don't know.
There it is again.
Uh-huh.
And there's this radio station again. There isn't one person here in any area of programming that knows what's going on or when it's going on.
Right. Okay, bottom line, we're going to drop this and get back to Buzz. Here's the deal. we got screwed in Buffalo. We're okay with that. I mean, we're not okay with it, but they changed the stadium.
It's disappointing. I feel bad for the people in Buffalo.
It's incredibly hard to explain how they could blow up an entire radio station or a talk format to go to this Jack We Play Anything format and still keep Howard because they're afraid of Howard. That was point number one. Mm-hmm. Point number two is this place is a disgrace the way it's being run, WJFK. There's no management. There's no leadership. If you had any balls, someone would have called me up during the last break and told me to shut the hell up, but you don't.
No.
You just sit out there and you listen to it. Number three, there are two no talents on a station in Baltimore that on a regular basis have said we suck. They can say what they say. We can say what we say.
However, happen to be in afternoon drive. They happen to be in middays. See how that works.
They want a war. They got a war. Live 105 in Baltimore. You keep dumping out on our show. The next call you're going to get is from Elliot Ephraim at Ephraim & Associates.
They're lawyers.
Plain and simple.
Yeah. It sounds like they got a buddy up there who's hitting the dump button.
You can dump out if we say S or F or MF, but you can't dump out of our contract. It says you can't dump out if we're saying you have disc jockeys on who are running our show down and they're allowed to do it, and when we respond, you dump out what we say.
We're going to find out exactly what the deal is with that, too.
You bet your ass.
Who's hitting that dump button? Who's in control? Who's in control up there at Live 105?
Same person that flipped QSR? Brilliant move. Same person? Who is it?
We'll find out. Christ. Obviously, and true to form, nobody's called us here, so we're not getting any insight on it.
No, but I know when they'll call. Tonight, as soon as 24 is on. That's when they'll call.
Yeah.
I swear to God. I'll get home. I'll chill out. I'll have a drink. I'll be sitting there with Frida. The phone will ring, and I'm going to see caller ID. Michael Hughes go, ah!
Huh? Yeah.
Not now.
No.
Not now, ass. Spineless ass. Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Help me with that.
Hi. Yes.
Just so you know, they're dumping you off big time in Vegas, too.
Oh, now you're lying. Stop.
They are not.
Shut up trying to make us laugh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, will Don and Mike be using any Jap plays in this war?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, no disrespect. No.
Where's the patent music?
You know, trick plays.
I think we need the patent music.
No disrespect.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Jay in Baltimore. Listen, I don't know who's yanking your chain, but 105.7 has not been dumping you at all.
Oh.
I've been listening since you had Mrs. Christ on nonstop.
Well, then why would we get 8,000 calls from people saying that they've been dumping?
Do you know what it sounds like when you get dumped?
Well, it sounds like a delay, right?
No, it does not. It is done digitally.
It sounds like what it sounds like is a bad edit on a piece of tape. And you hear somebody go, "Well, I was over there." It gets stuttery.
Somebody's calling on the inside line now. Oh. Hello.
Hey, I got a call. They're not dumping in Baltimore.
Well, then what are these people complaining about?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like somebody's yanking your chain. All these moron fans are giving.
Well, they are morons. And if they're not dumping, then they are morons.
Well, good. If they're not dumping, then thank you. Then our message has gotten out.
I've been stuck in Beltway traffic all day.
All right, well, thanks.
Listening to you guys.
All right,
thank you very much. Okay.
Then then that part is done.
You know, when we're not at the facility, it's tough for us to monitor.
One fewer battle to fight.
Gotcha.
Fight the good fight, guys.
We will.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Beth Ann. This message is for those guys.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two, because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well, and Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays, okay? Surprise things.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to anyone.
Disrespect. No disrespect.
No disrespect.
Game on. That's all I got to say right now. Game friggin' on.
Fantastic.
And you dudes are so obsessed with Mike and I, you should know this. My chi kicks ass. So watch it. You're getting me at a very bad time. Because I'm incredibly centered right now.
You got the powerful chi. You got that chi going on.
And one more message for this loser, Chad Dukes. Yeah, keep posting on message boards using my picture as your avatar.
Yeah, very good move.
That's good. Keep doing that, because that doesn't piss me off. That doesn't piss me off at all.
Not at all.
Keep doing that. And keep going to appearances and handing out stickers for satellite radio. That's good.
What the hell is that about?
Why don't you promote that a little bit?
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, he likes having it both ways, this guy, Chad.
Yeah. Well, he's a two-faced SOB. I think he's proven that. He certainly proved
that. He likes having it both ways.
He may need the gig.
He likes talking the big game on his radio show. Then he likes going and listening to the skateboarders and telling them how much he loves them. Then he likes having the comedian on the show that's going to talk bad about Frida. Then he likes going back on the ONA message board to write how he's going to be at the show handing out the XM stickers.
Right.
That's real good. That's real smart.
Yeah.
That's real professional.
Well, the one good thing, if it's true, I'm glad they're not dumping any of this out up in Baltimore.
Right. Yeah.
Very good.
And as soon as I find out who you are, watch it, pal. I mean that.
As soon as we do our research, Don, I promise you, I will put the same kind of research into these guys that I put into every other guy ever there.
I'm going to find a picture of you, and I'm going to start posting stuff, some crazy stuff, and I'm going to put your picture there to indicate that I hate you, so everybody, or even better, I got a real website. We got the DonandMikeWebsite.com. Maybe I'll just put your big fat face right on front of there. Right, this boy is a KT.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, what do you think of that? It's on the World Wide Web. No one can do anything. It's unregulated.
Ooh, it's Dodge City. Yeah, can't control it.
Chad Duke's KT. How about that? How do you like that?
Is he the catalyst in this little duo?
I believe so.
Is he the trouble man? Is he the two-faced guy? He's the guy that causes all the crap?
I believe so.
All right.
Again, don't know enough about him.
We'll find out.
I just know that enough stuff has been passed along to me that this is the guy with the... with the big hard thing that's really got it bad for us.
Okay.
So.
All right, good.
And, you know, for me, maybe a little more than you, although, you know, you're an equal opportunity.
Well, if they
receiver.
Pulled that thing in the place on me, the thing they did that was the thing.
Okay. So we got a radio war going. Mm-hmm. That's good.
We're ready.
I bet we win.
I think so, too.
I bet we win. And I bet I don't have to be like Bush and stand on a boat when it's not really winning and go, mission complete.
I don't know. It seems to work.
Yeah, it'll be done by the end of the week.
Okay.
Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, Buzz.
Hi. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Garbota,
one man found a way to bring good news to his
people.
What
time it is?
That's me.
He made it up.
What time it is?
You're fighting tomato cans, Rock.
Just like the old days.
Yeah.
God, we got like 3 minutes of show left.
Stay tuned for
Buzz?
News and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
We've got to move ahead. What's your lead story?
Today, how a story in Newsweek started riots and flag burning.
Good, professional. Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Half of light and half of dark. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Time for Buzz's news and comments. Now Buzz to us. Buzz brought to us by Viromax.
Someone call for a doctor.
Number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. It's doctor developed, clinically tested, and patented. Call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Now here's Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, somebody still reads Newsweek. The magazine reported that the U.S. military personnel at Guantanamo Bay had flushed parts of the Quran, the Muslim holy book, down the toilet to try to make the prisoners talk. That report set off riots throughout the Middle East, where so many of our troops are already in danger. 16 people died in the riots. Hundreds of people got hurt. The American flag was burned. Now Newsweek says the story might be inaccurate, and it's retracting the story.
So
and apologize.
Explain, this is in Newsweek, man. So
right.
They write it in Newsweek.
Right.
Then it gets sort of translated over to Al Jazeera
They read it in Pakistan and Afghanistan and so on.
And they read it, and it's so inflammatory
that
it causes riots in the street.
That's their holy book. That's even perhaps worse to them than saying that parts of our Bible, the Christian Bible at least, or the Judeo-Christian Bible being flushed down the toilet. So they were highly insulted by that.
Like they think they would get to me?
They weren't really.
Like I'd be sitting in a room with a gun to my head, and they're going to go, here, we're going to flush the toilet. I'd say, if they got a gun to my head, I'll use it as toilet paper. It'll save my life.
Absolutely.
It's a book.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people who are.
Sure gives you a little perspective on the way they think about religion and the way we do.
I only believe what I read in Boys' Life.
Good for you. There's a magazine you can trust.
Thank you.
High time.
That's right.
There's a magazine I can trust.
Oh, no.
Buzz did step right up for his high time.
Yes, thank you, Buzz. So Newsweek is retracting the story, says it might be inaccurate. They don't know for sure, but they are apologizing nevertheless. Military officials are now investigating. The question is, was this all a setup? Newsweek says it got confirmation on its original story from U.S. military officials.
Who knows?
Sounds kind of like this, but
Infinity. Yes. Guys, you know, can't we get to the bottom of this Infinity thing? Why are we wasting time talking about the national events of the day?
Yes.
World events.
Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. Silly as they are.
Yeah, but, yeah, I know. Okay.
And maybe it doesn't matter who's to blame. Americans are already discussing.
I mean, Buzz,
yes, what?
You know, my feelings are really hurt.
How so?
By those DJs.
Oh, well, I know.
And I think that maybe that's a little more important than this war you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I just did
the quotes in the air.
But I can't do Mike's Dr. Evil, and I just went, like you would know. Like you guys listening
to me. But I know the truth that your feelings are not really hurt.
No.
If our feelings were really hurt over this 20-year career, we would both be institutionalized. Fortunately, that has not happened.
Revenge,
I'm not ruling it out, though.
Revenge is a dessert item. Revenge.
Revenge is a dessert best served cold.
That's right. And it might
We'll wait as long as it takes.
And it will be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it doesn't matter who's to blame over whether that Newsweek story is right or wrong. Americans are already disgusted with the news media. Founding Father Thomas Jefferson said, were it left to me to decide between government without newspapers and newspapers without government, I would not hesitate to choose the latter. But a new survey shows 43% of Americans believe our free press has too much freedom.
Oh,
nearly one in four, 22%, think the government ought to be able to censor the press.
I agree.
Nearly half.
Michael Wilbon sends me into absolute fits.
Well, that's different.
Okay.
I said the press.
Well, Michael Wilbon is in the press, Buzz. And he writes, I'm kidding. Michael Wilbon is a great columnist for the Washington Post. The guy who I really dislike, oh, come on, Rob, I know he's black, but come on, you can like him.
Yeah.
The guy that I don't like is this dude, Mike Wise.
Have you read his column? Yes, I have. You don't like him?
No.
No, too.
No, I don't.
Too smarmy for you?
Yep.
Nearly half of all young people think the press ought to be censored. Richard Nixon would have liked that.
Oh, but, I got
hey,
it.
You get the West Coast feeds, right, occasionally?
Yes.
Have you seen the Arnold commercials for governor?
Yeah. I see them constantly on CBS, too.
You have to Google the same thing.
You know, you guys in California, I don't know how you can watch this stuff. Maybe you become desensitized to it, but
how can you take him seriously again?
But you are.
It's the thing that I'm sitting in the cafeteria
because,
and talking about California.
Because jobs are leaving California. I will be here for you.
And it's the standard phony political ad,
right?
But it's Arnold doing it, and it makes it 10 times funnier.
It gives it a spin.
And it's Arnold doing the same acting technique as in Jingle All the Way.
Only a little worse. Somehow, now that he's been governor, he's even managed to make his acting ability worse.
Do we have a time for a quick Jingle All the Way tape? While we listen to some of the Schwarzenegger singers.
And I'm sitting in the cafeteria discussing with the common men. So I looked with my tie and my shirt on.
So here I am. Vote for me again.
Dargershine.
Turn that crap off. Can I tell you one more thing while I look for the tape?
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say,
entertainment.
I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away.
Angry.
Because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
Worse than that, huh?
Oh, no, that music.
Well, the poll results about the people in the press, not that surprising when you see that the same survey also shows that only 14% of Americans know or understand that free press is part of the Constitution's First Amendment.
Huh?
Exactly.
We don't need
Thank
it.
Thank you!
We don't need it. I'm against it.
What is it?
Well, without a free press, you might not get to see a guy shot to death on live television.
Stop it.
Which happened.
Jesus, Rob!
On Friday night, south of Los Angeles.
Sorry, Buzz.
That's all right.
Could you start again?
Sure.
I was distracted.
Can't imagine why. Without a free press, you might not get to see a guy shot to death on live television, which happened Friday south of Los Angeles. An armed man led police on a high-speed chase, the kind L.A. TV stations like to cover live with their helicopters.
I've seen it.
CBS paid millions of dollars in fines for showing Janet Jackson's nipple jewelry because that's indecent. Children might see it. If no one's fined for airing a guy being shot to death, then that must be decent and suitable for kids. Only logical conclusion.
I was watching the clip. Did you see the clip where they go, pull back, pull back, pull back?
I watched it live on CBS 2 in Los Angeles. This must have been at a time, I guess it was late evening because I was at home and it was the news and they were just continuing with this coverage of this guy. And, I mean, the thing is, you get to a point where you see him like driving through a crowd and you see him almost run into people.
Yes, he did.
Where you think, God, I hope they shoot him. And then,
yeah, because he's endangered so many other lives.
And then when he got out of the car, he was going for a gun. And
he had a gun.
Had a second gun.
Yes,
and it was not the bloodiest thing I've ever seen. All I saw was you hear pop, pop, and then the guy goes down.
Guy lies down.
That was it.
Guy goes to sleep.
I found it rather comforting.
Well, I mean, it's the police doing their jobs.
Right. Well, that's my chi talking.
Yeah. I found Janet Jackson comforting.
What's next? What's next, Buzz?
Weather from space. This is the time of year
I meant what's next?
Weather from space.
Okay, well, you had to stop there because we have to do... Remember, we're so backed up?
I get it.
With the commercial? Okay.
When we come back, weather from space.
You know how he stresses out when we fight?
My man!
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word for Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They can ruin a perfectly good quiet. Don and Mike.
All right, we have more buzz coming up. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's our official website. And being as we were not being...
Come on!
Deleted in Baltimore today.
Right.
I know we said we put that up as a highlight. I think we're going to go with the Jesus Christ lady today.
Mrs. Christ.
Yeah, on the website. But the radio war will continue tomorrow.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes. It begins tomorrow.
Yes.
Operation Loser Dumbass. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
But this is the time of year we normally experience the effects of sunspots, huge solar flares, explosions on the sun that send out electromagnetic waves. When those waves reach here in spring and fall, all things electronic can get dicey. Even this radio show can disappear for a few minutes or hours. And this spring may be especially bad. Storms on the surface of the sun are ranked on a scale of 0 to 9, 9 being the worst. Yesterday morning storm, a 9. The government says this...
Well, this is like your pain index, almost.
Yeah, almost it is. I like the way they measure this. The government says this could cause power outages. Even the transformers would fail, according to them, because of a 9 solar flare. Whacked out GPS readings, your navigation system may act funny, and hit and miss communication.
I guess it was a solar flare, Mike.
You know, our microphones are working fine. Both seem to lose his. I'm not sure. Let me see you.
Well, now it appears I'm the only one left. Well, I just want to say I want to keep the radio war going. Anybody out there listening? Anybody?
Hear people talk, and that's why we hope that the solar flares don't interrupt the radio war. For some reason.
Hello? Are we still on? I can't tell. Hello? Hello?
This is Ward Cleaver. Come down with something. Unexpected.
You're going to let him use your pole, Pop?
What, Buzz?
I said you're going to let him
use... Sorry, okay.
It's so funny when you dump Buzz's microphone like that. That just cracks me up. I always love it when you...
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donovan.
That wasn't really a solar flare.
Hey.
No, we're just kidding.
Sorry, my guy.
Hey. Yeah.
Well, for some reason, the U.S. military is having an AWOL problem. Maybe it's the mounting death toll in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, maybe it's the fact that we're in a war we can't win.
Yeah, really.
Maybe it's the extended active duty because of the equally mysterious recruiting problem. It's as if the war's not popular anymore.
I had some active duty this weekend.
Glad you're feeling better.
Buzz illness.
Yeah, you did.
That's bad, right? After the...
I said, howdy, duty.
But there's some active duty up in Baltimore.
There will be. After the horrible sights he'd seen, Sergeant Kevin Bendeman applied for conscientious objector status. His superiors refused. charged him with desertion, and sent him to prison for 7 years.
Did you say his name is Bend a Man?
Bendaman, yes. Bendaman.
Bend a Man.
Bendoman.
I think they prefer
Homo.
It pronounced all together. Bendaman.
Bendoman.
Anyway.
Even in the circus. Bendoman.
Very talented. They sent him to prison for 7 years, and he seems okay with that. Quoting Kev, if I have to go to prison because I don't want to kill anybody, so be it.
The amazing Bendo Man.
He's just one of more than 5,000 troops who have decided not to come back to work since the start of the president's war on terror.
Well, what you have now, and I've been talking to people that do this, you got guys that sign up for a 2-year stint,
right.
And then they say, well, oh, incidentally, we need you for 4.
Yeah, we discussed that. That sucks.
Kind of tough.
It sucks. I'd go AWOL, too.
Hard to keep morale up in that situation.
Bendo Man should be more flexible.
What do you think there's better morale? Inside our Army and Navy and Marines over there in Iraq or right here at 10800 Main Street?
Army. Absolutely the military.
But
Navy.
Air Force.
Marines.
Be all you can be or whatever it is.
Better morale in the military because they have perhaps a chance of death.
The sweet release thereof. A couple of kids went AWOL in Martinsburg, West Virginia late last week. Since both boys are about 5 years old, everyone expected the worst. A massive search was launched. Dozens of people searched for the boys. A helicopter, military planes, and 3 canine units were brought in.
Yeah, buddy.
An hour and a half later, the boys were found hiding under Grandma's bed. Quoting a cop,
oh, boy.
It's a happy
Hello. I just couldn't believe they was. I seen a chopper, and then they was under my bed.
Hunting dogs found them.
Yeah, that's good.
The president of Mexico has set off a storm of controversy by saying that in the U.S., Mexican immigrants do jobs, quote, that not even blacks want to do.
That's right.
Vicente Fox was criticizing the recent U.S. crackdown on illegal immigration.
I want that on my tombstone.
that you would do work or that Mexicans would do work?
I would not do the work. No, yeah. But this president's right.
Yeah, Vicente Fox.
President Lopez. It's George Lopez, right?
It is me, the president. And they do jobs like that even black people wouldn't do.
He says that this U.S. crackdown on illegal immigration has set back relations between Mexico and the U.S.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Fox's remarks to Texas business leaders were carried on radio and TV as well as the Internet.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Thank you all for coming.
Walmart, meanwhile, is apologizing for a newspaper ad that equated a zoning proposal with a Nazi book burning. The chain that often bans books and CDs from its shelves published a 1933 photograph of Berliners throwing books onto a fire. It was Walmart's way of saying it doesn't like the proposal to prevent it from adding a grocery section to one of its stores in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Let's have a book burning.
The ad read...
I need to get that picture back for the album.
I'll get it back. The ad read, should government tell us what we can read? Of course not. So why should we allow government to limit where we can shop? Walmart now says it's made a terrible mistake in approving the ad. Walmart's now sending a letter of apology to a local Jewish group. Quoting the letter, we apologize for the use of the imagery. People make mistakes. They move on.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Rosie. Shut up.
Over the weekend, I booked a...
Oh, that is that.
Good. Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
Do you have a watch?
I do.
Okay.
Would this be a good time? Because all the commercial breaks are crazy today, so I'm just waiting on a cue for
okay.
you.
Okay, I thought you had the cue.
No.
30 seconds ago.
Well, we'll be right back with something awfully good.
You're good for 30. Thank you, Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. You don't have to be an idiot to understand Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In an obvious overreaction to drunk driving fatalities, the state of Montana is thinking about outlawing drinking and driving.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, man.
You notice I stopped it right at the right time?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I was going to wait, but that's fine, too. It's already illegal to drive drunk in Montana.
Come on, come on, come on.
But it's okay to guzzle from an open container while you're driving under current Montana law. Maybe that's why Montana has the highest rate of alcohol-related deaths in the country, which is apparently okay with Montana lawmakers until the federal government threatened to cut off $5 million in highway money.
Wow. So you can drink as you drive,
right?
Just driving along there?
Right, as it is now.
Interesting.
The new law won't go into effect until November, after Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day.
Hold on. What was I had it the first time.
They didn't back up.
Nice machines.
Hold on a second. No.
Come on.
No, I do it manually. Hold on. What are you doing? No. Screw it. We're out of time. I'm sorry, everybody.
But even then, an open container won't go on your driving record, and the fine will be $100 or less.
Good to keep it off your permanent record, Chip.
That just leaves Mississippi as the only remaining state to allow open containers, but that's more of a thinning of the herd thing. Finally, it's going to be a better summer for swimming and boating in Lake Michigan now that Milwaukee has the used condom problem under control.
Yeah.
Condoms people had flushed out of their lives. The city spent nearly $2 million on a new system to catch the condoms that were otherwise making their way through the sewage treatment plant and into a Great Lake. It was over 2 years ago when a fisherman reported seeing a slick...
This Real World Minute brought to you by Jim Source.
Of thousands, a slick of thousands of condoms floating on the lake.
Oh, it makes you want to throw up.
After a heavy rain.
Oh, my God. Scott, I'm looking forward to dinner tonight, Buzz.
You should be. Since then, it's been the job of just one worker using a pool skimmer to capture the condoms.
Yeah, God, stop it.
Now a system of two dozen large nets does the catching.
God, that's gross.
Come on in, the water's fine.
Gross.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm a Don and Mike.
That's it.
Oh, man.
We got to go. A slick. It's been a hell of a day. Sorry, Buffalo.
Yeah, bye-bye, Buffalo.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a new day, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Have fun.
Somebody woke up the sleeping giant, so we'll see what happens on that front. Be back with a new episode tomorrow, including all, you know, screw those guys who had to scream about it. We never even got the evil Ray Romano today.
Well, we'll get him tomorrow.
Yep. Tomorrow. As to check out our website, good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ron and Fez are on after America's Greatest Entertainer. Who's next? WJFK. I forgot to ask you. Do you want to say anything?
I just wanted to say, in this light, do I look like the King of Spain?
Yes, you do.
This is the Don and Mike Show.